live from Radio Row at Super Bowl 54 in Miami, presented by Stanley Ford and McGregor. Super Bowl 54 coverage is also brought to you by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, Waco Custom Marketplace, Wings Pizza and Things, City Tire and Battery, our CBD store, open now at 909 North Hewitt Drive. Petty Clinic Low T, Centex Rehabilitation, Amanda Cunningham Realtor, the top agent in Waco with Coldwell Banker Apex, Balcones, Southwest Sports Medicine, Bush's Chicken, Marksman Firearms, Pinnacle Fence, McAdams & Sons Roofing, Ponder Auto Fleet Services, Waco Shuttle U. The 3 o'clock hour is brought to you by Train Heating and Air Conditioning.
It's a little different vibe in Miami, and of course I think more people are going to be like you, the big timers who come in on Wednesday and say, okay, I can start now, it's Super Bowl time,
yeah,
because I'm here,
the big time.
There's going to be several of you.
Here's what
there's
I expect.
Several people like you.
Here's what I expect when I walk in the door, whenever that is, after the flight 6 o'clock in the morning to Miami, I expect the table to be set. I expect like maybe off to the side a little small bag of lozenges. I expect maybe a grab bag of pretzels.
Okay.
And then I expect a show full of stars, because when I get there, that's what I would have set up for us if I was involved.
Yeah, and we've been pretty much here.
Okay, I'm going to have to go down Wednesday and clean up a mess. I can see it happening.
I don't think you will. We've been much more professional than we know.
Okay, that's good.
You'd be so proud.
That's good.
Live from Radio Row at Super Bowl 54 in Miami, presented by Stanley Ford and McGregor. This is You Make the Call on ESPN Central Texas. Here's David Smoke and Paul Catalina.
Paul Catalina is going to host the show from 4 to 6 in Miami as our commitment, of course, to Super Bowl 54 coverage continues. It started earlier today with Craig and Q from 12 until 3, and then I'll do 3 until 4, and then Paul Catalina will handle the 4 until 6 today, and then I'm flying down to Miami first thing tomorrow morning to go down and get all three of those guys in order, because I got a feeling that I don't know all of what's happened with them in Miami. I do know this, that Q last night was at the media day and did get a couple of interviews with players, from one from Kansas City, also he also talked to Elijah Lee. He played at Kansas State linebacker for the 49ers. We'll have that for you momentarily. Today at 4:15, Paul Catalina with former Saints lineman, right? Kyle Turley, Natalie Gershon on Boulevard Beer. That's Paul's favorite beer. She just happens to be a guest on his show today, because you get a lot of the mixture of everything. And then Daniel Wallach, he actually reached out to me yesterday. He's a sports gambling expert, about how that's starting to really kind of get involved in Texas. His thoughts about that, that ought to be one heck of a segment. That's during the show, and former Lions quarterback Eric Hipple as well. In this first hour, we'll hear from Elijah Lee of the 49ers in just a second, with Q working media day last night. Then also a comment or two from Kim Mulkey on her team as they continue to win, 17-1, but, you know, everyone kind of becomes a little bit, I guess you could say, spoiled, because they usually just hammer most everybody. And there's been a couple of little like bumps in the road as far as, you know, a 21-point lead and ends up an 8-point win against Texas Tech. And oh, my God, what's wrong? Or the fact that they have had some games. They just beat UConn, what was it, less than a month ago, earlier this month. But they do have a tough road test on Friday at Texas. And Texas is weird. They're kind of schizophrenic. They have a record of whatever it is, like 12-6, 13-5, 12-8, whatever it is, and yet they have wins against Stanford and Tennessee, so that ought to be somewhat interesting as well. The men play tomorrow night. Scott Drew, top-ranked team in the country. The women, of course, number one and number two in two different polls. Scott Drew's team playing on the road in Ames, where they used to struggle. They've had some success there. They beat Iowa State, what is it, like a couple of weeks ago. But I'm telling you, something about that post-game press conference with their coach made me realize that he couldn't wait to get Baylor again, and we'll see whether or not that happens or not. We'll see.
Yeah, he looked like he's seen some holes in there that he couldn't adjust on the fly, but once he looked at the film and broke it down to the players, that he'd be able to attack them.
They're not going to run the table. Baylor's not going to run the table in the Big 12 undefeated, and at the end of the year, if I'm wrong, God bless me, because it's just something that's almost impossible. In fact, you could end up losing 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 5 in this conference if you get on the wrong side of it. Look what Texas Tech's going through right now. Now, I spoke with Mac Rhodes earlier today. I recorded the segment because Paul had Kyle Turley set for 4:15, so I recorded Mac Rhodes, and all of it is about how he and Dave Aranda communicate when it comes to coaching staff hires, peripheral staff, support staff, and even including, of course, I think 8 of the 10 position coaches. They are still looking for a running backs coach and a safeties coach, and how all that worked together. Been some stories about some of the ones who have joined Dave Aranda's staff. We'll have that at 3:30 today. Hear from Kim Mulkey. Lady Bears are playing tonight. They're at home against Iowa State. That game's a 7:30 tip. You can hear the game here at 7 o'clock on ESPN Central Texas. I had a Super Bowl. No, here it is. It's from Field Yates. 20 years ago today, this was yesterday, 20 years ago today, the Patriots hired Bill Belichick. We all know the story. He's mm-hmm. led them to 6 Super Bowl victories, 8 right. Super Bowl appearances, 267 wins, 51 more than any other coach during that time, a 740 winning percentage, and 17 of 20 years of division title, including this year, but then they got knocked out quickly. During the time that Bill Belichick's been the coach at New England for 20 years, the rest of the NFL, 31 teams, have employed 192 head coaches since he was hired.
Wow.
That's on average 6 per team in 20 years.
I know it was a lot, but I never would have thought it would have been like that.
Well, let's look at the Cowboys, for example. And I don't know the exact year when Belichick started with New England, 98 or 99. So Chan Gailey to Dave Campo mm-hmm. to Bill Parcells to Wade Phillips to Jason Garrett and now Mike McCarthy. That's 6.
Yeah, I mean,
then
that's...
you look at like teams in the division. The Giants have actually been through a handful. Washington, of course, has been like a rinse cycle. And Philadelphia, you know, they had Andy Reid for a while, and they may have one other person, and that's Peterson, and perhaps it was somebody in between Reid and Peterson and somebody else. But on average, 192 coaches have been hired by the rest of the NFL yeah. in the 20 years that Belichick's been the head coach. Now, Pittsburgh hasn't done anything. I don't know when Tomlin took over, but he's been pretty much steady right after Cowher. But that just goes to show you, I mean, like Cleveland, again, yeah. craziness. Arizona, among some others as well. So that's a Super Bowl note. Now, our guys are down there, Paul, Craig, and Q, and they just finished up broadcasting UNR with Craig and Q. And Paul will take over at 4. I fly down tomorrow. Matt Mosley will be a part of, I think, the coverage by Thursday and then Friday with his show as well. Here's Q. He was at Media Day last night hustling like he does, and he loves the NFL and spoke with Elijah Lee of the 49ers.
Here with 49er linebacker Elijah Lee, and it's Super Bowl 54 opening night. What does this all mean to you to be here on this setting, knowing that you and your teammates are going to be playing on the biggest stage?
You know, it's a crazy feeling, you know. Growing up as a kid, you hope to be in situations like this, and now we're in a situation like this, and we're just soaking it all in.
You know, everyone talks about the 49ers' lockdown defense, shutdown defense, the front five. I mean, everyone's just dynamic on the defensive side of the ball. What makes you guys so good and so dynamic and so quick to the ball?
You know, it's just our mentality, all gas, no breaks. At the end of the day, if you're not in the picture, then you're wrong, so... whenever we watch film, you want to make sure you're in the picture.
You know, I heard Richard Sherman say that it's real simple. If you're a wheel, be a wheel. If you're an engine, be an engine. Is that kind of the mentality that you have? Don't try to get outside of yourself, but just do what you're supposed to do?
Oh, yeah. We have this one of our things on the team is do your 111. Just do your job. You know, at the end of the day, we're going to count on each other. Whether it's special team, defense, offense, or we're all going to be together.
Robert Saleh, defensive coordinator, has a ton of energy, is documented all the time. He runs the stairs over there at Levi's Stadium. What kind of mentality does he bring, and how is he as a coach?
You know, he's a great coach. He always keeps us positive. He always tells us it starts with you, and then, you know, what you do on and off the field to get you prepared for situations, you know, any situation.
And I know the Super Bowl is what you got your mind on right now, but you're a K-State Wildcat. What was your thoughts on moving on from Bill Snyder? Bill Snyder finally deciding to retire, and just the direction the program's going right now.
You know, I hung around whenever Coach Kleiman got hired. You know, I was up there for National Signing Day. I had a buddy that actually played for him, and, you know, I just asked him questions, all kinds of questions, how he liked him and whatnot, and he seemed like everybody loved him up there, and everybody loves him in Manhattan.
So you like the direction that you see this team going, that program going?
Oh, yeah, headed in the right direction.
And now it's funny because for the longest, and you're a defensive player, but for the longest, the Big 12 style of offense was not cool in the NFL. But now all of a sudden you got Kyle Shanahan scheming it up real nice for you guys. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes is on the other side. Kind of funny that a lot of the Big 12 action and style is now in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's crazy. It's the Big 12 style is starting to make its way around, you know, college, the NFL, you know. All high-powered offenses, so, you know, you just have to be ready for whatever now these days.
Final question for you. You win the Super Bowl on Sunday. What are you going to do? What's the first thing you're going to do?
You know, that hasn't even set in yet, you know. Just trying to stay humble and remain the same, you know. Whenever we get to that point, you know, I'll be able to answer that question.
I heard that. I appreciate your time, my man. Good luck on Sunday.
Yep, appreciate
you. All right,
you.
That's Elijah Lee, linebacker from Kansas State with the 49ers, Chiefs and 49ers. One of the things that I know that at times we've done this when we have our coverage from Miami is we get so caught up in what's going on at Radio Row that we forget to let you know that there's a game on Sunday. That's how crazy it can be. And most of the energy and most of the craziness on Radio Row will begin tomorrow. It really will. You'll start to see a handful of the college players who will be a part of the NFL draft maybe on Wednesday or Thursday and a couple of them on Friday, like Tua or others. And then you'll start to see a little bit of a run on Hall of Fame players. And then you'll see a run on some of the broadcasters. And then you'll see a run on some of the players who are current in the NFL. It's kind of a wave, and it really does pick up on Wednesday. And I look forward to being in Miami tomorrow morning and then starting the coverage with Craig and Q already on the air by the time I probably get to the Miami Beach Convention Center. There was a 7.7 earthquake off of Jamaica in the Cuba area. And I'm telling you, the first thing I thought about was those things usually mean tidal waves.
Yeah.
And there was a report that said some people in Miami could feel the tremors. Now, when I was in Japan, when I lived in Japan, of course, I was in eighth grade through my junior year, so it's a long, long time ago. It was not out of the question. In fact, it almost became you get used to it, but you never get used to the walls shaking. Or the floor moving. But I would say, I don't know what times of the year, but I would say about 4 to 5 times every single school year, we would have, there would be tremors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think of anything that ever got really bad, but there would be tremors. And that's kind of when you're, it's not like you, because you came back from a being zonked at some bar. I'm talking about the floor's moving.
That's got to be more frightening than, like, at least with the tornado, you have some sense of a warning.
Well, you hope. That's with all the great technology of today. And even then, sometimes, like the one up in Dallas, pop, it just showed up. But, yeah, you know, you can take cover from an earthquake when the floors start moving or the wall. I've seen pictures fall off the wall. I've seen chairs, you know, the old school chairs start almost like the old football game, the old vibration football game we played back in the day. All right, so it's 3:14 coming up next. Lady Bears tonight at home against Iowa State as they continue their run in the Big 12. Coming up next, we'll hear from Kim Mulkey on her number 2 in one poll, number 1 ranked Lady Bears. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Second down and 10. Mahomes is in the gun. Three wide, gets the snap. Four-man rush, moves up. He gets a block. He runs to the near side. He's on the numbers. He breaks a tackle at the 30. Comes to the near side. Breaks another tackle. Down the sideline, 25-20. Got a block at the 10. Cuts inside, 5. He's in. What a run.
Super Bowl headed to Miami, and so are the 49ers and Chiefs. And ESPN Central Texas is broadcasting live all this week from 12 to 6 from NFL Media Headquarters and Radio Row Super Bowl 54. Hi, this is David Smoke. Join us all this week for daily news and notes on the 49ers and Chiefs, interviews with players and personalities at Radio Row inside the Miami Convention Center.
Shotgun snap. Niners rush 4. Pocket collapsing. Rodgers in trouble. Breaks away from one. He can't get away from Bosa.
Super Bowl 54 coverage presented by Stanley Ford McGregor. Before you buy, shop Stanley and save. ESPN Central Texas live from Super Bowl 54 is also brought to you by
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, Waco Custom Marketplace, Wings Pizza and Things, City Tire and Battery, Petty Clinic Low T, Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Southwest Sports Medicine,
Pinnacle Fence Company, McAdams Roofing, Ponder Auto Fleet Services, Waco Shuttle U, Syntex Rehabilitation, Marksman Firearms, Balconies, Bush's Chicken.
49ers and Chiefs in Super Bowl 54 in Miami. We're live every day this week from NFL Media Headquarters in Radio Row on ESPN Central Texas.
Before you buy, shop Stanley and save. At Stanley Ford and McGregor, take $13,000 off on new 2019 Ford F-150s. New 2019 Ford 250s, starting at $47,500. $8,000 off brand new 2020 Ford Explorers. Call 866-937-2578 or visit StanleyFordMcGregor.com. Big inventory, big savings, great customer service, and they deliver to you. Call them 866-937-2578 or visit StanleyFordMcGregor.com.
You can have the most beautiful backyard with gorgeous landscaping, perhaps a hot tub or pool and a deck, but that view can be ruined without a fence from Pinnacle Fence and Supply. Pinnacle Fence can customize what you need. Privacy fencing, chain link, ornamental iron, and even fence repairs on what you already own or temporary fencing for commercial or residential needs. Pinnacle Fence provides various lengths of warranty on gates or fencing, especially during the wonderful but sometimes odd weather in Central Texas. Let us complete your backyard haven. Pinnacle Fence, 133 North 1st Street in Hewitt, or at PinFence.com.
The 2020 Waco Family and Faith International Film Festival event starting February 6th is sponsored by its founding partners, TFNB, Your Bank for Life, Gold Star Sponsors, Creative Waco, and Z's at the Curry. The award sponsor is the Magnolia Foundation. The community sponsors are Cameron Park Zoological and Botanical Society, Pruitt Symposium, the Delta Alpha Omega Chapter of Alpha Kappa Alpha, and True Jamaica Restaurant. Thank you to our sponsors for the community support. To purchase tickets, go to WacoHippodromeTheater.com. For more festival information, call 254-400-8181.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 772-1600, UBO Business Services. Welcome back to You Make the Call. This Lady Bears basketball segment is brought to you by Richard Carr Buick GMC Cadillac.
All right, here we go. If I have time between now and my conversation with Baylor's Director of Athletics, Mac Rhodes, a little update involving possible information of what's going on in Crawford with Delbert Kelm. A lot of you have reached out to me. I said yesterday when we had the story, I had the story on Twitter, I don't know, like 11:45 or so. We had Blake Kasparian on yesterday. I had several former players. A couple of them have reached out to me on social media and asked if I wanted to have them on the air. I want to hear both sides of this story, but I did have some people call me last night, and in particular, a little bit of the story and the backstory of really how all of this started to happen. I'll try. I hope I can have time to do it before my conversation or maybe right after my conversation with Mac Rhodes. But what I also said yesterday is for a day or two, you'll hear me or others discuss how much they hate this story, or how much they're disappointed in this story, or how much that they love Delbert Kelm. And then what happens is the group that's wanting this to happen, the ones who are the ones simmering or have been simmering for 2 years, they will rally around each other, and then I'll hear from them. And I've said, my line's open, 254-662-1660, my Twitter page, at David Smoke. Direct messages are open. So my email, smokey@1660espn.com. So the Lady Bears tonight, 7:30 at home, number 2 ranked team in the country, number 1 in another poll, and they host Iowa State. Iowa State 12-6, 4-3 in the conference. Baylor tonight, Iowa State, Friday at Texas. I spoke with Kim Mulkey, not on one-on-one, but off during the interview, press, I guess, media session on Saturday. You know, our team's kind of scratching and clawing right now. They're kind of hitting and missing. They're still winning. But I asked her about how they're, you know, trying to just make all of this happen as they are trying to find out how long they'll play without Nelissa Smith.
So we're heavy-legged out there. That's not excuses. You're not full steam ahead with your two post players yet. We're grinding out victories and taking everybody's best shot at TCU and today. Sometimes you need to credit the opponent. You know, you need to say, hey, Baylor's getting everybody's best shot and Baylor's not at full speed. And we have to be, you got to keep perspective. You know, you got to keep perspective in that we don't have the same people on the floor right now that we had when we played West Virginia or we had when we played UConn. But we'll get there. We'll get there. Okay? So I'm tired of hearing that too. 100% is all we can give out of our bodies. But really, the main thing for our trainer.
How frustrating is it you get Lauren back?
It is. And then it's frustrating for them as well. It's frustrating as a team. But you know what? We've got players. We've got to grind it out. And you get Lauren back, and she's not back full speed. And then you get this injury. And so you know what we can do when we have all of them, and that's what you just keep focusing on. And then you just kind of pick and push and prod and grind and do all that along the way. And sometimes you don't push the right buttons, and sometimes you do. But the bottom line is we still win.
Is what you're going through now with what you have to deal with without Wolf, and now is what you're going through now going to make you better when you need to be when the game's?
Well, this is a long season, and everybody goes through peaks and valleys. If it's a peak too early, and then you get to the end and it's not real good, or do you just kind of slowly do this, and then at the end? I don't know. But it's not unusual to have injuries. It's not unusual to shoot the ball poorly. It's not unusual to lose some games. I don't know if we'll go through this league undefeated. Our goal is to win the thing. It's not me to say we're going to go undefeated. We want to win our 10th in a row. And we have the talent to do that. And we just have to keep grinding and grinding. And, you know, it'll all come together.
Isn't this kind of you creating your own monster?
Oh, that happened years ago.
Yeah, I know. But that everyone just is so used to you blowing people out.
I think people honestly probably like it close. You ever see them just sitting there? You ever see them just sit there? I do. I'm doing this today to get them up. We need your help. Right? Right? Sometimes I think people are either in shock and they sit there or they just are complacent and like it. I don't know. All I know is we're still winning. We're still grinding it out.
That's Kim Mulkey. Tonight, Iowa State, 7:30, 7 o'clock pregame. Maggie and Bruce today here on ESPN Central Texas. When we come back, Mac Rhodes, Director of Athletics, Dave Aranda has been assembling his staff, retaining Sean Bell, David Wetzel, and then Joey McGuire, adding his coordinators, Roberts, and then Lee Fedora, and then Meatball, Dennis Johnson, the defensive line, and then Brian Stewart. He comes on board as cornerbacks coach, and they've added Joe Wickline. They've added pieces along the way. There's still two positions coaches away from being at the 10. Coming up, Mac Rhodes describes the process and some of those who have been hired. Next on ESPN Central Texas.
There's only one Motor Trend Truck of the Year. It's Ram from Alan Samuels. Ram, back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year for 2019 and 2020. Now, kick off the new year with remarkable savings on new Rams during the Alan Samuels Start Something New sales event. This special 2020 New Year's event is underway right now, and you can save thousands on new Rams. Ram, for your family, farm, or business, at Waco's most trusted dealer, Alan Samuels. Alan Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Field, your friend in the car business. Start a Ram. Save thousands at Alan Samuels. A new 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Quad Cab. MSRP $35,535. Now just $24,995. A new 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Regular Cab. MSRP $31,285. Now just $23,995.
And yes, there's more. Get another $1,000 off when financed by Chrysler at the Start Something New sales event at Allen Samuels.
Ask for details. All offers with approved credit.
You want reliable service with reasonable pricing? Then check out Waco Shuttle U, a new transportation service in town as a park and ride shuttle service. Waco Shuttle U offers two daily round-trip shuttle rides to Dallas Love Field and two daily round-trip shuttle rides to Bergstrom and Austin. They'll meet in the parking lot outside JCPenney's at Richland Mall. Experienced and courteous drivers, some active duty and retired police officers, who will take you to the lower level ground transportation and pick you up at the same location. They offer quick, reliable, hassle-free cost, efficient travel, charge $49 for a one-way trip. Waco Shuttle U, your back-and-forth travel solution to cut down the cost of airline parking and the stress of traveling. So reserve your airport shuttle to Love Field in Dallas or Bergstrom in Austin with Waco Shuttle U. Find them online at Waco Shuttle U with the letter U.com. That's Waco Shuttle U.
Boozer's is the wedding ring store and more. If you're ready to get engaged or already married and want to upgrade your wife's ring for a special anniversary, Boozer's is the place to go. With the largest selection of premier quality diamond engagement rings and wedding rings in Central Texas. They have seven cases with over 300 styles of rings from top designers like Natalie Kay. Choose from yellow, white, or rose gold, plus beautiful top quality loose diamonds. With an in-house jeweler, they can also custom make anything you want. Bring in a picture or drawing and let Boozer's create your one-of-a-kind pendant or ring. They can even use some of your old gold and diamond jewelry to create something new. At Boozer's, you'll find a great selection of quality timepieces, and Boozer's is the place for expert watch maintenance and repairs, too. They specialize in expert Rolex watch repair using genuine Rolex parts. For fine jewelry, watches, custom work, and more, go to Boozer's on Valley Mills and Lake Air Drive in Waco.
At Bush's Chicken, you can always count on getting the best chicken, the best tenders, and the best tea at the best value. Bush's Chicken, simply the best.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Paul Catalina with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Servicing Central Texas since 1964. Blah Ford, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Clifton, where they say cars are like eggs, they're cheaper in the country. The Lady Bears welcome Iowa State to the Farrell Center tonight. Baylor has had to deal with several injuries this season. Currently, they're missing Nelissa Smith. Lauren Cox says that the team is confident, though, in their depth.
Yeah, I mean, we have some great players on our team that can step up any night. Whether they're a starter, whether they're coming off the bench, we have those players that can step up for us, and I think that's what makes us a really good team.
You hear the game starting at 7 o'clock right here on your flagship for Baylor Athletics, ESPN Central Texas.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. This segment with Baylor Director of Athletics, Mac Rhodes, is sponsored by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, serving Texans since 1952. Edward Jones Investments with John Maddox, Ben Erlinson, Brad Hill, and Brad Wilson, making sense of investments. Myatt Fuels, our family would love to serve yours. If you need fuel or lubricant, we're here for you.
Baylor Director of Athletics, Mac Rhodes, with me on ESPN Central Texas. I'm very intrigued. You still have, Dave Aranda still has a couple, two or three more hires for his staff. How in the world is he able to land some of the names that he's landed? And was that a part of you having to also, as Director of Athletics, say, okay, this is how much we can spend on assistant coaches, and you gave him kind of free rein?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's certainly part of the interview process, right, is having in-depth discussion about staff, and we were really transparent throughout the entire process. Here's what we have allocated for the entire staff, not just 1 through 10, but all the supporting positions as well, and then, you know, let's go to work and see what we can do within this budget. You know, I thought one that Coach Aranda is a really well connected person because of his variety of stops and just knows a lot of different people, and so many people out in the industry think highly of him and want to be with him. And so, you know, it's been a process putting the staff together, and it's, you know, it's not just about how great of an offensive coordinator you are, or how great of a tight ends coach you are, or a cornerbacks coach, right? But as you're doing that, right, you're also assembling different personalities and trying to figure out who's going to work with who, right, and how do you build this idea of a team. And, you know, we've talked about it before. You know, on our desks we have that plaque. There's no limit to what you can accomplish if you don't mind who gets the credit. And so trying to formulate that as you're putting all of these pieces together, bringing these people together that, you know, many of them may not know each other. So it's there's an art to it. And I think, you know, coach really understands that, and has been very, very thoughtful about the people we've hired.
You have some former coaches. In fact, Brian Stewart was with the Lions. He was the defensive coordinator for the Cowboys. I had Wade Phillips on the show on Monday, and he couldn't say enough about what Brian Stewart meant to him. I think eventually Brian Stewart was forced out in Dallas because Wade Phillips was told, based on what Jerry Jones does as the owner and general manager. But Brian Stewart, he's got pro experience. We know a couple of guys that worked at Baylor in the 90s, how interesting it cycles back around with Fedora and then also with Joe Wickline. The Larry Fedora, here's a guy who's a head coach at North Carolina, still getting paid by North Carolina. How does that work out, without getting into the specifics, with his contract he is still owed and then Baylor also paying him?
Well, a couple things. Let me, if you don't mind, I want to go back to you know, Brian Stewart.
Sure.
And he's just a wonderful person. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to cross paths with him. He was the defensive coordinator at the University of Houston when I was there. And, you know, so that was one guy that Coach Aranda and I both knew. And, you know, when he brought up his name in the interview process, you know, I certainly thought well of that, you know, of Coach Stewart at the cornerbacks position. But he is a terrific coach and a terrific person and a great family. You know, Coach Fedora, you know, it's publicly known, right, that he's still you know, has years left on his contract with North Carolina. And just in general in our industry, you know, there's usually what we call a mitigated offset. So, you know, he's got a duty to go out and seek employment as best he can. And whatever that compensation is, it's then, you know, subtracted from what Carolina or, you know, what any institution really would owe. And they, you know, pay the balance of what, you know, they were supposed to be, you know, paying coach so that it equals that total amount, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, but that's the way it works, you know, not just for Coach Fedora, but typically just within our industry. If you have years left, right, and you go out and get another job, then that whatever that other job is, that amount offsets what that previous school pays you.
What does it say about Dave Aranda, his personality, his confidence, his self-esteem, that he's not afraid to bring in someone like Larry Fedora, who's been a head coach at the high level, and have him on staff and can move around, you know, and can also not worry about anything being undermined?
Yeah, I think one, you know, coach is an extremely, you know, humble person. But, you know, sometimes when we think about that word humble, you know, are they confident? And he's a very confident person, right? And, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why he's been successful. I think that's one of the reasons why he'll be extremely successful as a head coach. He understands and knows that this isn't about him. This is about surrounding himself with great people. And we talk about, you know, that all of the time. And, And I think, you know, to bring in a Coach Fedora, you know, who's been a head coach at a Power Five and you know, who's been a successful offensive coordinator as well, I think that speaks to that philosophy that, hey, I need to surround myself with number one, really good people, right, that are going to understand and know their role, right, and people that I can trust, but people that have, you know, great expertise in certain areas. And I think, you know, when you look at the staff in general, I think that's what Coach has done.
Mac Rhodes, Director of Athletics at Baylor, with us on ESPN Central Texas. On the day that he was introduced, I had a chance to visit with Coach Aranda one-on-one, and he made it clear that he has told Joey McGuire that he wanted him back, and he is going to do whatever he possibly could to retain him, to keep him at Baylor. You, the next day, doubled down on that, but also said, listen, he's got options, and, you know, bottom line is was retaining Joey McGuire one of the best recruiting jobs that Dave Aranda's already done?
You know, I mean, I think so. And the reason why I say it that way is, you know, Joey is you know, extremely important to our program and to our staff, and yet so are the other nine on-field coaches as well. You know, for Joey to want to be here, for Debbie, his wife, to still want to be here and be part of this, I think says a lot about the both of them. And I think conversely, it says a lot about, again, you know, Coach Aranda. And it's, you know, similar to the same conversation we just had about, you know, Coach Fedora. You know, it's not about him. It's about, you know, again, putting together this group of people that's best for Baylor. And I'm glad that, Joey and Debbie, decided that, hey, given the other opportunities, and I think those are well documented, the other opportunities that he had, that, you know what, this is where we want to be. We believe in Coach Aranda. We believe in the institution and what we're doing, and want to continue to help grow and build this.
What did it say that when everything was swirling that he might have other options, whether it was Oklahoma, Texas, or whoever else, Texas Tech, I think, that he was at that Baylor Oklahoma men's basketball game? And did you go check to see what colors he was wearing?
Yeah, I mean, I texted him and asked him, you know, what gear is he wearing? And that speaks to who he is, and again, you know, he's a really great person and great football coach, and glad he's here. Love him to death, but I look forward to, you know, building those same type of relationships with the rest of coaches' staff, because I think, you know, first and foremost, you know, the 1 through 8 that he's hired, right, still have a safeties and still have a running backs coach to hire. They're just first and foremost really, really good people, and they have an appreciation for what Baylor is, its Christian values, and what's made us successful. And then, you know, you talk about somebody like an Austin Thomas, who's the senior associate AD for football, that you know, will really oversee the operations piece, and Vince Gunta, that, you know, for assistant AD for player personnel, that oversee the recruiting piece, right? And then, of course, Coach Wetzel. You've got a staff of some really, really quality people.
What does it say? And I know you got to go here in a minute, but you have guys who were at LSU when they won the national championship. Austin Thomas was at LSU. Then he joins Jimbo at A&M. You know A&M did not want to lose him. What does it say that guys have gone from LSU or A&M to now Baylor?
I think it says a lot about, you know, Baylor, the institution. I think it says a lot about Waco, the community, that this is really a good place, and a great place to be. I think everybody saw a glimpse of the success that we had, you know, this past year. And look, it's not the only success we've had at Baylor. There was success before. and in a football program that was really, really good. So this chance, this opportunity to win at the highest level, but do it within our Christian values, I think that speaks a lot, and I think that's a huge attraction for a lot of these coaches. You know, somebody like a Dennis Johnson, you know, that was the D-line coach before he got injured at LSU and probably would have returned to the field, that, hey, you know what, I played there, I've been part of a national championship now, but you know what, I want to come to Baylor. And I also think it speaks, you know, just highly of Coach Aranda and the person he is and people wanting to come and work with him.
Are you involved in the interview process for assistant coaches?
Yeah. I mean, I absolutely, you know, Coach Aranda and I have continual dialogue and conversation and, so very much, very much part of the process, and you know, something, you know, quite frankly, that I really, really enjoy. I've got complete trust and faith in Coach, because I just, even though our relationship, you know, just literally began 2 weeks ago, I've got great trust in him, and feel like you know, his values are and beliefs are so in line with Baylor, and he's just never going to compromise those.
We can't get into all the coaches, and Coach Aranda, obviously, I want to hear eventually from him on them, but one of the names that, when I popped this name out sometime towards the end of last week, I forgot what day it was, but I got a really good tip to think about the name of what either Jorge or George Munoz, who honestly I had only heard one time when Joe Burrow was at the Heisman Trophy and he was there with him. I have never on my timeline, when I have put up any of these names that you maybe want to look for without guessing, I mean, this is really good due diligence, like, you know, I'm going to do, the reaction to George Munoz has been overwhelming. I heard Ed Orgeron today did like an interview where he said he still thinks that Munoz might be his passing game coordinator, which is kind of odd, but that the reaction to George Munoz has been as overwhelming as anything else you've done in football since Matt Rhule decided to go to the NFL.
Well, I think, and I call him Jorge, and him and I will have to have that official discussion. But yeah, I've got tremendous respect for him, and just the very first time, you know, met him, and just you know, the way he carries himself, and is a really genuine and sincere, and you can tell he's got great love for the game of football, and even greater love for the young men that he's coached and will coach. And, you know, in a short time, he's already formed, I think, a really, really good relationship, or is in the process of doing that with our current wide receiver group. And, I think, you know, he's just a really high quality individual, great coach. I think he's got a really special mind for the game, and I think he will be a great asset for Coach Aranda. You know, the other person too, I feel like sometimes he gets forgotten, but is Sean Bell.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked a lot about Joey and retaining Joey, and I think, you know, just as important retaining, you know, a Sean Bell, and not just because he's an alum and he was a great player here, but again I just think that he's about all the right things. He's a terrific football coach and does a great job recruiting, I think that's, you know, that was just as important, making sure, you know, he stayed. And then also, I've mentioned his name already, but Coach Wetzel, and for everything he does off the field, those were, I thought, two really, really important hires by Coach Aranda as well.
Yeah, Wick Line, who's been four different places in the Big 12, including West Virginia, Texas, Oklahoma State, and Baylor. Last question. You had, obviously, when Matt decided to go to Carolina, that it was going to be attrition that joined him, and slowly but surely, and I know that he also waited in the process a little bit to see what you were going to do at football coach, and then some more joined him. I know Kent Johnson is leaving. How much did you respect him, and how much did he bring to the table in kind of a role that it was new, and how you'll miss him as well in the program?
Well, I'll miss his friendship and just who he was as a person. Kent Johnston is he's one of the best people I know, and did such a great job just earned the respect and trust of our players. And, you know, to have somebody like him in that return to play role, I thought was critical and certainly a big part of our success. And that's something that, Coach and I are going to have to talk about and where do we go along with Kenny Boyd? You know, where do we go from here? How do we fill that role? Who is it? Do we fill it exactly like it was, you know, or do we expand it, et cetera? But that is a critical role. And again, Kent was, he was awesome. And look, man, I wish him the very best and glad that he's in a role that is more than just maybe part-time, et cetera. So thankful and grateful for everything he did. And again, I'm, just in general, I'm really excited about the staff that Coach is putting together. You know, we haven't talked about, Coach Roberts and, his mentor at defensive coordinator. And
kind of a fiery guy, huh?
Yeah, kind of a fiery guy and just kind of a guy that's just a ball coach, right? And you look at, what they did defensively at University of Louisiana and again, just a really, really great person, solid ball coach. You know, you mentioned Coach Wickline, has been always, in our industry noted as one of the best offensive line coaches and to be able to, for him to come and join, Coach Fedora. They've had a relationship. They've worked together. I think that's going to be a great match. And so, excited about what the future holds.
That's Mac Rhodes, Director of Athletics at Baylor on ESPN Central Texas.
Coach Kim Mulkey and the Lady Bears on the floor tonight.
The Lady Bears back in action tonight in the Farrell Center hosting Iowa State. 7 p.m. for the countdown to tip-off. 7:30 tip-off tonight for the Lady Bears and the Cyclones.
Join Maggie Davis-Dinette and the voice of the Lady Bears, Bruce Geetson, for Baylor women's basketball tonight right here on ESPN Central Texas.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Winter is here, and many of you realize it's time to replace those old drafty windows. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Universal's exclusive Unishield windows are spaced using aerospace technology called Super Spacer and have a life expectancy 5 times that of other systems. And they offer 0% financing for 60 months. That's 0% financing for 60 months. Contact Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas for a free in-home estimate. UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. That's UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. 254-301-7760. And be sure to check out their great Google reviews.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
Since studies show more and more people use their mobile devices to conduct banking business, Community Bank and Trust is keeping pace with the latest technology. Both commercial and personal customers can make mobile deposits. With our responsive mobile app, you can complete any banking task right from your phone. With Community Bank and Trust, enjoy state-of-the-art banking. Anywhere, anytime, on any device. Member FDIC.
While your favorite team strives to add more gold championship trophies to their trophy case, in business, a championship decision is partnering with UBO Business Services and Sean Hunt. Boasting an industry-leading 94% first-time fix rate, UBO Business Service leaves their copier service competitors in the dust with their own average first-time fix rate of less than 40%. Call Sean Hunt at UBO Business Services today, 254-772-1600. That's 254-772-1600.
More savings on Buick. Remaining 2019 Buicks at Richard Carr Buick have to go now. Qualified buyers save $6,000 on all remaining 2019 Buick Encores. Encores as low as $19,900. Roomy Enclaves, midsize Envisions, or the Nimble Encores all have 5-star safety ratings with unbeatable technology, and all 2019 Buicks are discounted to move now at Richard Carr Buick. Get more savings and more value on Buick at Richard Carr. See dealer for details.
At Richard Carr, we give you more.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Paul Catalina with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Servicing Central Texas since 1964. La Ford, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Clifton, where they say cars are like eggs, they're cheaper in the country. The Lady Bears welcome Iowa State to the Farrell Center tonight. Baylor has had to deal with several injuries this season. Currently, they're missing Nelissa Smith. Lauren Cox says that the team is confident, though, in their depth.
Yeah, I mean, we have some great players on our team that can step up any night. Whether they're a starter, whether they're coming off the bench, we have those players that can step up for us, and I think that's what makes us a really good team.
You hear the game starting at 7 o'clock right here on your flagship for Baylor Athletics, ESPN Central Texas.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
You know, yesterday Craig had put together a list of players who were from Baylor or the area that were a part of the XFL, including most of them were Baylor players. Larry Rose III, who's playing for L.A. from Fairfield. Dallas's team, Drew Gallatz, kicker from Baylor. But also Darius James from Harker Heights. Darius James, who played at Auburn, he's a part of that Dallas Renegades roster as well. Two former Cowboys are on the staff with Bob Stoops, Jim Jeffcoat, and the personnel director is Daryl Johnston. Remember, he was a part of that team in San Antonio, but that thing crumbled very quickly. All right, on this day in Earth, 1547. Are you going to wait till what Paul do this?
I don't know.
Yeah, let Paul do this. Okay. Now, I've had a couple more of you that have asked me about my latest, what I know about Crawford, and just got a couple of minutes here. Here's what I know, and I said this yesterday, that Delbert Kelm basically just eventually kind of just let this group of people get him. He could have done some things better. He's old school in this day and age of America. Old school is just, you know, when it comes to coaching or teaching or discipline or whatever, you just, you know, you might be on one side of the fence and someone else might be on the other. But it's almost like Republicans and Democrats. And once you're on one side, you cannot give in. Why, I don't know, but you just seem like that's where we are now. Can't. This also has to do with volleyball. I can't make this up. Who, by the way, won the state championship, Crawford, had a hell of a team. They got a coach who's got a little bit of, he's got a little fire in him too. No one's trying to run him out of town. No one tried to get under his skin. Could this be something as simple as the fact that on the state championship Friday, when Crawford won the state title, that a group of parents are angry? This is just part one of many things that went south. But volleyball parents at Crawford are angry because Delbert Kelm would not move his playoff game to another day on Thursday or maybe even Saturday. He played 8 o'clock that night. He was also playing up in Dallas. I don't know where the game was. I want to just say Pennington Field. I don't remember. But the state championship volleyball tournament was in Garland. They did move the game back an hour or two, that if anyone wanted to go to the volleyball championship game, they could go there and then still drive across town and in plenty of time watch Crawford in a football game. Is that as simple as what this is? Oh, no. No, Delbert Kelm, he's old school. In this day and age, old school is just verboten. I know I couldn't coach now. I never did, but I couldn't. Probably couldn't teach, never did, but now I know I couldn't. It's amazing. I've seen this story before with Dennis Alexander at Henderson. Has over 300 wins in his career, state championships at Dangerfield. There was a parent that came into town whose son was a wrestler. He was also a football player, but he wanted the school vans to be used to take his son to wrestling meets on the weekend. Coach Alexander's response is, "We don't have a wrestling team." And the guy goes, "We do now." So they butted heads and did not use those school vans. At least I don't think they did. Eventually what they did, Coach Henderson, Coach Alexander was winning at Henderson. And all of a sudden he cussed too much. Just like in Troop when they just got blown out in the game on a Monday following a loss on Friday. And one of the kids was, they were circled around having a kind of a team discussion with Coach Alexander. And a kid was making faces and being a smartass and he popped him in the back of the head. You can't do that anymore, can you? Not when there's a group of people who want you gone. It's okay if you maybe have cocktails together or drink a beer or have donuts and coffee on Saturday morning if you're on the right side of that. I got a feeling that volleyball coach has been incredibly successful. He's not the easiest guy to deal with either, is he? And that's not a shot at him. It's a shot at we only pick and choose what we want. We want to crucify some and let others, because we like them, do whatever the heck they want to do. Crawford will win without Delbert Kelm. They won without Robert Murphy. They'll find somebody on staff to take his place or someone else as well, and they'll be okay. But a man who put 30 years into his school district is gone, or will be at the end of the school year. And I got a feeling that the reason why Delbert Kelm, who is going to he's resigned, pushed out whatever, forced out whatever, the reason he doesn't have to go back on campus again is not because he didn't want to, although I'm sure he's pretty much appalled, is that he has so many days built up because of 30 years of probably not missing any days. 30 years of working extra days where he has accumulated enough vacation time where he doesn't have to go back on campus again. But a certain group of people got their panties in a wad. The bras were too tight, or the underwear was a little bit too small, and got upset. And don't, please God, tell me it's not over the fact that volleyball parents are upset because they didn't want to move the game to a Thursday and instead wanted their day when they won the state championship on Friday. There was still one hell of a crowd from Crawford there. And I know, again, I'll say this and reiterate this because I know some of you will eventually come out of the bushes. Delbert Kelm did some things he probably shouldn't have done, because in today's America, you can't be old school. Paul Catalina will take over now from Miami in Super Bowl 54. I will fly down to Miami tomorrow morning and get all three of those young homies in order. Garrett Ross, thank you, sir. Take it the rest of the way. I'm David Smoke. Good afternoon for now.
Baylor Big 12 basketball all season long with Pat and John on ESPN Central Texas.
The Bears back in action Wednesday on the road in Ames against Iowa State. 7:30 for the countdown to tip-off. 8 p.m. tip-off Wednesday for the Bears and the Cyclones.
Follow the Bears all season long here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Business online at turnerchevy.com. For the best deal on your new Chevrolet, stop by and see the all-new 2019 Silverado 1500 today.
You want reliable service with reasonable pricing? Then check out Waco Shuttle U, a new transportation service in town as a park-and-ride shuttle service. Waco Shuttle U offers two daily round-trip shuttle rides to Dallas Love Field and two daily round-trip shuttle rides to Bergstrom and Austin. They'll meet in the parking lot outside JCPenney's at Richland Mall. Experienced and courteous drivers, some active duty and retired police officers, who will take you to the lower-level ground transportation and pick you up at the same location. They offer quick, reliable, hassle-free cost, efficient travel, charge $49 for a one-way trip. Waco Shuttle U, your back-and-forth travel solution to cut down the cost of airline parking and the stress of traveling. So reserve your airport shuttle to Love Field in Dallas or Bergstrom in Austin with Waco Shuttle U. Find them online at Waco Shuttle U with the letter U.com. That's Waco Shuttle U.
Hi, my name is Dave DeRoser, General Manager of Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, voted number one in Waco since 2002. It's time to start thinking about winterizing your vehicle. Have you checked your wiper blades, your coolant protection, your battery, your tire conditions? How about your tire pressure? How about that spare tire that everybody forgets about? Let us check these worries off your list before taking that holiday vacation with your family at Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, where your troubles are our business. Dedicated to serving you since 1998, located at 5300 Franklin Avenue in Waco. Come and see us and tell them Dave sent you.
Coming up January 28th through 31st, it's the 2020 McLennan County Junior Livestock Show and Sale of Champions at the Extraco Event Center in Waco. We invite you to see firsthand more than 800 livestock projects from McLennan County students involved in FFA and 4-H. And on January 31st, it's the 2020 Sale of Champions. Be a part of the biggest livestock show in McLennan County and help invest in the future of these students. Join us at the Junior Livestock Show and Sale of Champions, January 28th through the 31st at the Extraco Event Center.
At Bush's Chicken, you can always count on getting the best chicken, the best tenders, and the best tea at the best value. Bush's Chicken, simply the best.
Hi, my name is Amanda Cunningham. I am a local realtor that has a passion for people. I've helped clients buy and sell over 80 homes in 2019 and would love to help you buy or sell that perfect home. You deserve to get top dollar for your home. Listing with an experienced agent that specializes in not only promoting your home, but helping you get your home buyer ready is key. I have a team of people around me that make what I do each day possible. If you are searching for that perfect home, your experience should be pleasant and stress-free. Call me today. I want to meet you. 254-495-0338. Google Amanda Cunningham Realtor with Coldwell Banker Apex to find my website, Facebook, and more.
It's a delicate machine and a substantial investment. That's why you can't afford to ignore your car or truck. And with Valvoline Express Care Waco on Valley Mills, you can be rest assured your car or truck is in good hands. From the quick oil change to brakes, struts, alternators, and all minor repairs, they'll keep your vehicle running in top shape. With quick in-and-out service, locally owned and operated by Paul Sadusky, they'll take care of all makes and models. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 5. Keep your peace of mind with Valvoline Express Care in Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive in Waco.
KRZI Waco, K256BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas. Live from Radio Row at Super Bowl 54 in Miami, presented by Stanley Ford and McGregor. Super Bowl 54 coverage is also brought to you by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, Waco Custom Marketplace, Wings Pizza and Things, City Tire and Battery, our CBD store. Open now at 909 North Hewitt Drive. Petty Clinic Low T, Centex Rehabilitation, Amanda Cunningham Realtor, the top agent in Waco with Coldwell Banker Apex, Balcones, Southwest Sports Medicine, Bush's Chicken, Marksman Firearms, Pinnacle Fence, McAdams & Sons Roofing, Ponder Auto Fleet Services, Waco Shuttle U.
Oh, man. Welcome in here to You Make the Call on ESPN Central Texas. Smokey did the first hour. He's off to deal with his commitment to Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness. Is having business after hours tonight. And so that's a Chamber of Commerce event that he is involved in. I am here, Paul Catalina, live on Radio Row. In just a few minutes, we're going to have Kyle Turley, former NFL offensive lineman, Saints, Chiefs, tons of teams. He was a fantastic player when he was. Very outspoken guy. Fun guest on Radio Row. I have not interviewed Kyle Turley since my first year on Radio Row, so it's been about 10 years. I'm looking forward to that. Also today, we're going to hear from Daniel Wallach, who is an attorney and an expert on sports gambling. That is a big thing going on right now, especially with the legalization in the sports world. That is exploding. He's got some great insights on that. We'll also hear later on in the show Boulevard Beer and then a brewery in San Francisco. Boulevard is in Kansas City. They have a bet. We're going to talk to a woman named Natalie from Boulevard Beer about the bet between the two cities on the Super Bowl. But let's get into it right now. 254-662-1660.
Haven't heard your thoughts on the Super Bowl yet. I was only on for an hour yesterday, so I do on the Bush's Chicken text line. What are your thoughts early on in the Super Bowl? Chiefs, 49ers, where's it going to go? Media night was last night. The teams were here. They were introduced. Q was there. He got to talk to Chiefs safety Armani Watts, Texas A&M product. Really good couple of minutes that he got with him in what is absolutely a zoo. And so far, the zoo has not started on Radio Ruhr yet. Usually that starts tomorrow, and based on the list of guests that we already have lined up for tomorrow, it's going to be a hectic day. Starting to line some up for later in the week, including Dak Prescott, Jason Witten, Bill Romanowski is going to be with us. Craig and I recorded an interview earlier with UFC champ, BMF title. We can't really say what that means, but he holds the BMF title, Jorge Masvidal. He is from Miami. He was great. You're going to hear that tomorrow. What? Did you looked it up? Q, did you? Yeah, yeah. Q clearly just looked that up.
It was kind of like a promotional thing. It's not meant to be. I call him in the interview the BMF champ because that's what he won versus Nate Diaz. But it was like a one-off type of a thing. But now, because there's such interest in it, like Conor McGregor wants to win the BMF title, but it's not looked at the same way as like a welterweight champion or a heavyweight champion. It's more of a kind of a side thing that they did.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Someone actually hit us up on the Bush's Chicken text line and said, does BMF stand for bad?
Yep.
And I was like, I don't know. It makes sense, though. That's cool.
That's what it stands for.
It stands for what was on Sam Jackson's wallet in Pulp Fiction.
Yes. Yep.
That's what it stands for.
I actually saw that movie.
Yeah, see, you should.
There's one.
glad I finally got a Rudy Rushman that you got without Tyler Perry or the Wayans brothers being in it. That's all that Q sees. He did see Uncut Gems, which I have not seen, which is pretty impressive that you saw it and I haven't. But anyway, lots going on here on Radio Row. Garrett, I'm going to take a break here pretty quick because I want to be ready to go once Kyle Turley comes over here in just a few minutes because he's going to be great. It's going to be a fun segment with Kyle Turley, one of the best guests you can get on Radio Row every single year. So, Garrett, just a recap of since you've talked to me, you know, a lot's happened.
Oh, I imagine.
A lot's happened. So here's what happened last night. Q went to opening night because Q is brave and bold, and he likes that stuff. And Craig and I are not. We're not going to do that. It's such a zoo. It's hard to do. Q's there for 4 hours, and he got 2 3-minute interviews.
But now, that's his element,
great stuff
though.
But there's great stuff for social media and all that. And Q, if you follow Q on Twitter, you can see all the stuff that he put up. It was really cool stuff. But the logistics of it are kind of a nightmare. It's really hard to do. And to get 2 3-minute interviews in 4 hours kind of lets you know what kind of a zoo it is. Because you can be talking to someone at this event, and you could be talking X and O's like Q was with Armani Watts. You know, Steve Spagnuolo, what's he meant to the defense? What does it mean to be playing in this game? Is it different than another one? Do you have to keep the same mindset? Good sports questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone can come up and they could be holding like a dinosaur. I mean, like, hey, will you hold this dinosaur and take a picture with me? And then your whole thing is derailed. Like your whole little train of thought is done because now, you know, an NFL player has to hold like a baby, like try to wear a baby bonnet or something like that. It's just silly stuff that happens. So that's why it's not much for me. So there is no food here at the Miami Convention Center, really. They have snacks twice a day. They're not very good. They've put really no effort into that. They have not really adapted with the times to this. Miami's done this so much. I think they use the same blueprint all the time. So it's like, oh, Herb was in charge of this, and they just have Herb do it. And Herb's like, I called my guy Frank, and he brought pretzels. And that's what they did in, you know, 2007, and that's what they did in, you know, 1996, and that's all the other Super Bowls. That's what they did. And things have changed now. So we're kind of locked in here all day long. There's nowhere for us to go. So there's no food. So by the time that I got back to the condo and Craig was there, we were both pretty hungry. So we walked down the street. There's a really nice restaurant called the Wynwood Diner that's right down the street. It's not a diner at all. It's a really big, beautiful place with this great menu. So we walked in, and the lady goes, do you have reservations? We said, no. And she goes, okay, well, we have a private event that goes on until 8. And it was 7:15, 7:30 at the time. We were too hungry. So there's a burger place right across the street. We said, okay, let's go in the burger. I said, let's just go right here. It's fine. Let's not make too many decisions. Let's go in this burger place. It was a burger place slash nightclub.
Only in Miami. What the heck?
Exactly. Only in Miami, burger place / nightclub. And I can tell you, the nightclub was better than the hamburger.
That's
and
crazy.
I don't like nightclubs. Yeah. So it's one of those things that I don't know how somebody came up with this idea. Like, look, I love two things. I love cheeseburgers and I love nightclubs. And I don't want to have two separate places. I'm going to have one place that specializes in both. And believe me, that's a bad idea.
I don't know. It's kind of ingenious, man.
It might be. I don't know. It seemed it was moderately popular, but you know, it just wasn't. It was not great. It was not great, and you know, it was just when you don't eat from 8 o'clock in the morning until it's almost 8 o'clock at night, and there's not even they don't have bottled water here. They ran out and they have not cracked the case of how to get more bottled water in a city that for 8 months a year has to be stacked full of it because of hurricanes.
You think they'd be more prepared for stuff like this with all the tourists that come there?
You would think. But I don't think it's that they're not prepared. It's just they haven't responded to it. Like, oh, yeah, we know we need to do that. Eventually we'll get around to it. So that's what's gone on here in Miami. We'll take a break. Other than that, it's been great. We're having a great time. We're having a lot of good fun, good guests, great stuff today. Angela Ruck was pretty good on the show, the NASCAR driver. You get kind of weird, crazy stuff like that. I actually talked to a Cirque du Soleil performer earlier, and I'm not sure when we're going to run that or if I'm just going to put it online, but it's very interesting. He's very French, as all the Cirque du Soleil performers are. Garrett, you ever been to a Cirque du Soleil?
I don't believe so. I've been to like the Ringling Brothers, but I don't know about a Cirque du Soleil.
It's very different.
Yeah.
Cirque du Soleil is, you know, French acrobats.
No,
gymnasts I that do these ridiculous. Google it. Just YouTube it.
Okay.
And it'll blow your mind. And when you see it live, it'll blow your mind. You should take your wife and kids one day. It's unbelievable. If you get one, they're coming to Austin and Houston. If you get a chance to go,
well, check that out.
Yeah, you should. It's a blast. It's really amazing to see. Q is not as enthusiastic as me about it because I've seen it a couple times. I love it. I'll go anytime. He's seen one in Vegas though. It's really unbelievable. These people are some of the finest athletes in the world doing crazy things. You don't know how they can contort their bodies. We'll take a break right here. On the other side, Kyle Turley right here, ESPN Central Texas at Super Bowl 54 in Miami.
Coach Kim Mulkey and the Lady Bears on the floor tonight.
The Lady Bears back in action tonight in the Farrell Center hosting Iowa State. 7 p.m. for the countdown to tip-off. 7:30 tip-off tonight for the Lady Bears and the Cyclones.
Join Maggie Davis-Dinette and the voice of the Lady Bears, Bruce Geetson, for Baylor Women's Basketball tonight, right here on ESPN Central Texas.
What are you supposed to do when you pull up behind a truck that doesn't even have a hitch? I mean, it's like looking at plumber's crack. Do you cover your kids' eyes, look away, and switch radio stations? Hi, Jay here from Pickup Outfitters asking for your help to end this embarrassing form of truck nudity. If you have a truck, at some point you need to pull something. It could be a trailer to haul stuff off to the dump, maybe a jet ski, a boat, an RV, a horse trailer, even just a bike rack. The point is, put a hitch on your truck's backside. And at Pickup Outfitters, we actually install more hitches than anything else. Whether it's a receiver hitch, a gooseneck, or a fifth wheel, we'll cover your aspirations to not drive a nude truck. And all hitches are covered by the Pickup Outfitters Lifetime Installation Guarantee. So cover your rear end with a new hitch from Pickup Outfitters on Lake Erie Drive in Waco, where we're fighting to end truck nudity in Central Texas. Check them out on our website at createacommotion.com/hitches.
Before you buy, shop Stanley and save. At Stanley Ford in McGregor, take $13,000 off on new 2019 Ford F-150s. New 2019 Ford 250s, starting at $47,500. $8,000 off brand new 2020 Ford Explorers. Call 866-937-2578 or visit StanleyFordMcGregor.com. Big inventory, big savings, great customer service, and they deliver to you. Call them 866-937-2578 or visit StanleyFordMcGregor.com.
J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance for 8 consecutive years for the highest customer satisfaction with auto insurers in Texas. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
The Real Texas Gun Show coming Saturday, February 1st and Sunday, February 2nd at the Harker Heights Event Center off Edwards Drive. The Real Texas Gun Show, proud to be the place where small mom and pop vendors share the floor with large dealers that buy, sell, and trade firearms. The variety at the show is extensive, and oftentimes if they don't have it, they don't make it. The Real Texas Gun Show. More than just guns, you'll find preppers, survivalist supplies and equipment, hunting gear, fishing gear, camping supplies, collectibles, and so much more. The Real Texas Gun Show, February 1st, 9 to 5, February 2nd, 10 to 4 at the Harker Heights Event Center.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 772-1600, UBO Business Services.
Welcome back into You Make the Call. Kyle Turley will be here in just a second. Looking forward to talking to him. Got a text on the Bush's Chicken text line from Tori. Hey, guys, how's the weather down here in Miami? Outside, it's wonderful. It is wonderful.
What about the weather inside?
About 5 minutes ago, wasn't so great. I'll just tell you right now. Was not so great.
Oh, man. That was the funniest thing I ever I heard from you, Paul.
I'll just tell you, I was the victim of a drive-by crop dusting. It was hilarious. It was not
good.
Who
got you, Paul?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to say it too loud because he's cut up, man.
You don't want those problems?
He can do what he wants. I don't want those problems. But, yeah, that's what happened during the break. Outside, the weather is great here in Miami. It's the least humid it's ever been since I've been down here. I've never, you know, growing up down here, it's always humid. You get used to it. But the humidity most days, the 3 days we've been here, has been about 50-60%, which is great. That's fantastic weather for South Florida. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. So it's great. I have no complaints at all about the weather. So it is great. It was a little foggy and humid this morning. That cleared. We might have experienced an earthquake.
I heard something about that.
Hit between Cuba and Jamaica. I don't really know what's going on there. But even still, there was a loud bang here in the building. Nobody said anything to us, so we just kept living our lives. But
right.
It was loud. I mean, but it wasn't then. It was like, I'm not sure. We heard a loud bang earlier this morning, probably around, 9:30, 10 o'clock?
Like an aftershock?
No, I think that was before it even, a foreshock. I don't know. It was before that happened, so we, you could apparently feel the earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Miami, that was between Cuba and Jamaica. So, I don't know. We didn't feel it.
I'm afraid of that. So, when we were in Seattle, we had one. It hit, overnight, the pre-shock thing. And then when we were driving out, that's when that Seattle, it hit last year, that earthquake up there. Mm-hmm. It was really odd.
Yeah, absolutely. I was supposed to get John Clayton today, and then he left the show, and he never came back into the building. I don't know. I'll get him tomorrow. I'll get him eventually. John and I, we've sat next to each other on different radio events. The Hall of Fame a couple years ago, we sat next to John Clayton, one of the great guys in our business, really friendly dude. ESPN 710 in Seattle, of course, was with ESPN all that time. I'm seeing Kyle Turley put his hands toward the. I'm watching him over across the way. Okay, here he comes. He's coming in a second. So we'll get him in just 1 second. On the air here, Kyle Turley, former NFL offensive lineman. I'm pumping this up because it's going to be fun. He is a big advocate for cannabis in treating these things. And I'm wondering, after all this time,
right,
how much his things have changed. So, yeah. Yeah, right here. So here he is. There we go. All right, Kyle Turley joins us now here on ESPN Central Texas. Paul Catalina.
All right.
Kyle, I've been looking forward to this one for a long time, since Jimmy sent me the email last week. And you're always a fun guest here on Radio Row. You're a fun guy to talk to. A couple years ago, you brought the guitar.
Yeah.
And you were singing, which not many people do. So
yeah, not football players.
No.
A lot more now then.
Yeah.
You know, they caught wind of it. You could do it.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, you have been a long advocate of cannabis and treating pain and things for athletes. And at the beginning of this, I am sure you were met with a lot of resistance.
Yeah. If you could think, yes, for sure.
Yeah. In the interim, since then, things have changed. Mostly the opioid crisis that we're experiencing in America has come to the forefront. How have things changed for you as an advocate of cannabis and CBD, and just any uses of cannabis, now that the national attitude has started to change?
It's been awesome to say that I not just getting to the dance, you know,
yeah.
that what happened to me in this experience, you know, which is why I'm here, why I was always here talking about this, is not for my companies or anything. It's other than, you know, this is happening. This is real. You know, I can't keep this to myself, because we've got a community that you speak are going to be talking to this whole week, and it's going to be facing you every interview, where you're going to see the older guys and even guys just removed from the game, and they're very apparent cognitive decline. There are struggles with life after football, to the painkillers and everything else. I mean, this game has a consequence. There's a price to pay for reaching greatness.
How much of it, of the pushback that you got when you first started advocating, was, oh, this is just a guy who likes weed?
Yeah, well, that's where I've been for the last 10 years. I've been the weed guy, you know.
Yeah. But that's not fair, though.
No,
that's
not fair. You know, it hasn't been fair because of the true science behind this, you know. And it shouldn't be about Kyle Turley that threw the helmet talking about this plant. It should be the science community that should acknowledge, why is this plant working? Because it's, at the end of the day, not about this plant. It's about what's inside of us and why this plant communicates with our bodies and our minds. You know, it was ironically specifically made for us, one could argue, you know, in this whole cosmic conversation of why we're here, what we're doing, who's in charge, who gave us these lives and everything, you know, this unique plant that only has this medicinal value, ironically, when you induce fire to it, that only one thing on this planet knows how to create. That's man.
Yeah. You've always been a Renaissance man. Is that fair to say?
I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm a son of Mormon pioneers that helped to, you know, kind of build the foundation of this country. And I try to tap into that, you know, every day to try and understand what it is my life speaks to. Why am I here? What am I doing? Where did all this stuff come from that just seems to be inherent in my DNA? You know, from that side to where I am today is just this contrast that speaks to this great purpose. You know what I mean? And, I can't deny that. So, you know, from all the, you know, genetic, you know, implementation there from when I was born, you know, my great grandfather, was a bodyguard to Joseph Smith. he trekked across the plains, you know, thousands of miles to get to Utah, you know, through harsh winter conditions. Oh, he settled, the Southern California area and all those things used by the government to do so. When they were, you know, just unbelievably persecuted, to now having this marijuana conversation of back to this plant, that it's put here for this purpose, and this continuation of my experience of growing up in that environment, my family's background, to where I am today, a Renaissance man, if you will, just trying to make it, you know, an American kid that grew up, you know, having dreams.
When did you when did you decide that once you got out that you were going to start advocating for? You were always kind of an advocate for players, but yeah. when you got out, was it your body talking to you that said I've got to do this, or was it your experiences in the game that said somebody needs to talk about what's going on with these guys and what's going on with their bodies inside the game and right after the game?
Yeah, it was getting lost. I mean, at the end of my career, 07, was when the conversation really started. You had a lot of old guys starting to talk about the mistreatments that were going on. And as an active player, I couldn't understand that. You know, we're making millions of dollars here. Like, how could we be not listening to this class of our, you know, founders here that started this game? You know, we're still at 100 years of the NFL. We're talking about getting rid of pre-93 conditions for retired players that don't allow them to access benefits like players post 93, like the union has really any. It's unbelievable the power and the ability to dictate, you know, health and wellness and how to take care of our community has lied at the footsteps of these very greedy people, you know. And I saw that because it was exposed by the older guys. We made a bunch of noise about it. That's changed to now, you know, changing this conversation about cannabis, you know, showing up every year, you know, doing and going and talking about this. I put my life on the shelf, my music, my to film work and all this other stuff outside of football, because, you know, football is just entertainment and we got to carry that out somehow. I'm an entertainer. I figured out how to do that, you know.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it, and I enjoy doing creative things. I'm an art major, you know. That was what I did in college to pass my time playing football. So, you know, I'm excited about the future, where it's going, but where this game came from is still right in the forefront of what we're talking about here today and being 100 years in the NFL.
Yeah, are you surprised at the extent that the NFL went to do something that public relations-wise seems to me to be a no-brainer? And I understand that, like, you have to even out dollars and cents if you're the guy who has it. But to take care of the people who built your league, to me, seems to be – that should have been a no-brainer. Like, it shouldn't have been as much in the public eye. It's like, all right, let's get this worked out.
Yeah.
We know what we've done. We're not going to keep fighting this. To me, it seemed that was kind of a long way around to where they're winding up now.
Yeah, but we're here, you know, and it's taken a long road to get here. Unfortunately, you know, money seems to control everything, and so they look at it from liability standpoints. Why are we not acknowledging really the damage football does with our brains? We just kind of fluff it in there like, yeah, okay, yeah, it's not good for you, you know. When there is a true inherency in the sport with CTE that belongs to everyone, you know, they're discounting Bennett Omalu out there now about his claims, you know, still to this day. And they've completely forgotten about where this came from and how he discovered this, and that it is consistent with all of these brains that are being examined, to live brains that are being scanned today. The NFL is going to take their time. Again, it's a business, and so you got lawyers involved. I believe the intent in the, you know, the heads of everything want things to be better, but, you know, very few people are willing to stick their neck out and demand it, unfortunately.
With CBD and cannabis and your company, NeuroXPF CBD, we'll talk about that in just one second, but do you think now, though, that it could be a lot faster? Like, the NFL could right now do like the NBA. Very quickly, they've got a CBA coming up, but they could very quickly be like, look, we're going to back off of cannabis and marijuana because it's really hurting their own product right now, the fact that they police it so much. And they could say, we're going to try to get opioids out of our sport.
Yeah.
They could do that right now.
They
wouldn't have to like, there's no research they need to do anymore.
No.
It's all out there for them.
Yeah.
Why don't they do that?
I don't know. You know, unfortunately, the government should be held to task here on this, and the science community, the medical community. You know, for a doctor now, and these doctors, you go to talk to your doctor, I hear all these stories, because I don't go to these clowns anymore, and I hear all these stories about these people that are saying that their doctors are telling them to try CBD. It's like, why is this a secret to you? You know, and so, you know, unfortunately, that's been the case. The NFL is moving slowly, but it's happening. And they've now come out with their statements. The NCAA has increased their THC allowance this last year. MLB drop testing altogether, you know, that was due to, unfortunately, losing another one of our great athletes, you know, and Tyler Skaggs. I'm an Angels fan. I knew as soon as that happened, that's what happened to him, is the cocktail of medications. I don't drink. I'm lucky I never drink, okay, because you mix alcohol with any of those things, you're not waking up the next day potentially.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to him. It happens all the time. It's happened. Multiple of my friends lost a lot of guys because of this. But it's changing. And, you know, it's because we continue to keep coming back here and you guys have to be given unbelievable amounts of credit in the media for allowing people like myself to come talk about this.
Yeah. Well, Kyle, thanks for being with us. Tell me a little bit here about NeuroXPF.
Yeah, NeuroXPF. I started that in my CBD company. Go to neuroxpf.com. Super20 is the code. Super20, 20% off. You can ship CBD to any doorstep in America. It's all 50-state legal. And we're THC-free, so you can even give it to your kids. But yourself, if you're an adult out there, you want to order CBD to understand what it does and understand what more so cannabis can do for you at the base level through CBD, then you can get on your smartphone and start getting to work. Why is this working? Now you start seeing these studies that are happening. Let's talk about the other part of this conversation, that THC thing. And that's why I'm opening up a retail in my hometown, Moreno Valley, California. GoShango.com is the website. Shango is a great company, national platform across this country, grabbing retails out there. And they're one of the best groups that I've partnered with. I only work with the best because it's a important to me that people get the best products, because through that you can have this experience and you too can get your life back. I've got mine back. Almost 6 years, no pills, not one Aleve, not one aspirin, nothing.
I'm a big advocate of it. Love
yes,
it. Love
good.
Helps me sleep. All this, it's great stuff.
Unbelievable.
I've got a couple of ones. All great stuff. Kyle Turley here with us on ESPN Central Texas. Kyle, I love your
passion.
Thank
you, brother.
I love having you on the show. Thanks for stopping by.
And we're all over in Texas. CBD, NeuroXPF, it's everywhere in all the shops.
All right. Yeah. Thanks,
awesome.
Kyle.
Thank you.
That's Kyle Turley with us here on Radio Row on ESPN Central Texas.
Second down and 10. Mahomes is in the gun. Three wide, gets the snap. Four-man rush, moves up. He gets a block. He runs to the near side. He's on the numbers. He breaks a tackle at the 30. Comes to the near side, breaks another tackle. Down the sideline, 25-20. Got a block at the 10. Cuts inside, 5. He's in! What a run!
Super Bowl headed to Miami, and so are the 49ers and Chiefs, and ESPN Central Texas is broadcasting live all this week from 12 to 6 from NFL Media Headquarters and Radio Row Super Bowl 54. Hi, this is David Smoke. Join us all this week for daily news and notes on the 49ers and Chiefs, interviews with players and personalities at Radio Row inside the Miami Convention Center.
Shotgun snap, Niners rush 4, pocket collapsing, Rodgers in trouble, breaks away from one, he can't get away from Bosa.
Super Bowl 54 coverage presented by Stanley Ford McGregor. Before you buy, shop Stanley and save. ESPN Central Texas live from Super Bowl 54 is also brought to you by
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, Waco Custom Marketplace, Wings Pizza and Things, City Tire and Battery, Petty Clinic Low T, Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Southwest Sports Medicine, Pinnacle Fence Company, McAdams Roofing, Ponder Auto Fleet Services, Waco Shuttle U, Syntex Rehabilitation, Marksman Firearm, Balconies, Bush's Chicken.
49ers and Chiefs in Super Bowl 54 in Miami. We're live every day this week from NFL Media Headquarters in Radio Row on ESPN Central Texas.
Start a Ram. Save thousands at Allen Samuels. A new 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Quad Cab. MSRP $35,535. Now just $24,995. A new 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Regular Cab. MSRP $31,285. Now just $23,995. And yes, there's more. Get another $1,000 off when financed by Chrysler at the Start Something New sales event at Allen Samuels.
Ask for details. All offers with approved credit.
Hey, it's 2020. It's time to start something new from Waco's most trusted dealer, Allen Samuels. Start a new Jeep Renegade, MSRP of $26,260, now just $19,745. And yes, there's more. Take another $1,000 off when you finance through Chrysler. Start a new Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited, discounted price just $32,995. Let's get it started during the Start Something New sales event at Allen Samuels.
Ask for details. All offers with approved credit.
In the market for a quality metal building? Since 1943, Pioneer Steel and Pipe has helped Central Texas residential and commercial customers with metal building design, panel options, building components, and trim options. Pioneer Steel and Pipe's residential line is energy efficient, offers low maintenance, reduces insurance payments, is impact resistant, and carries up to a 45-year limited warranty. In addition, they can also help you find a metal building contractor for your project. Pioneer Steel and Pipe with locations in Waco and Bryan and at pioneerboys.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update from Super Bowl Radio Row in Miami, Florida. City Tire and Battery specializes in alignments, brakes, tune-up, suspension work, and oil changes. Check them out at 1502 South Valley Mills Drive in Waco. Tonight, the number 2 ranked Baylor Lady Bears are back in their home court as they continue Big 12 play, welcoming in the 12-6 Iowa State Cyclones. Baylor will be aiming for their 48th straight regular season win over Big 12 opponents, their 51st straight win at the Farrell Center, and a 7-0 start to Big 12 play. We'll have pregame coverage beginning at 7, tip-off 7:30, right here on ESPN Central Texas. The Texans have announced head coach Bill O'Brien will now also add general manager to his title officially. The Texans also promoted Jack Easterby to executive vice president of football operations. Tonight, the NBA Mavs play host to the Suns. That tips at 7:30. And you can catch all our coverage from the Super Bowl in Miami on SyntexSportsFan.com and via the Syntex Sports Fan app for Apple users.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Kane is in the building.
Welcome back, Radio Row, Miami, ESPN Central Texas. Paul Catalina, Q still here, Craig still here. And yesterday, I got a chance to sit down with Eric Hipple, and we're going to have that interview in just a second. Garrett, Kyle Turley's a passionate dude, isn't he?
Yeah, that was a great interview. That was fun.
Yeah, he's fun. He's fun to talk to. So I was like, I talked to him, and I think Q and Craig had him maybe 3-4 years ago, and that's the last time that we had him here. Just, you know, there's so many moving parts, but that was really good, and it's different how his conversation has changed. And one of the things, and the reason I want to do Eric Hipple after this is I thought it was a nice segue, is one of the things we get to do here on Radio Row is you do get to talk to people with different issues and different things that they're advocating. You talk a little football. We didn't really get to even talk that much at all with Kyle Turley, but the conversation was going where it was going, and that was great. I really, and you're going to hear that from Daniel Wallach, an attorney we have on later in the show today. It's not X and O football. It's about the bigger issues of the game, and that's what I like, especially with these first couple early days of the Super Bowl. You get to kind of talk about those kind of things. There's a little different that we can bring you, the listener. And one of the things, and this one, you know, hit home particularly for me, and it will hit home for everybody, Eric Hipple, former Lions quarterback, he lost his son to suicide. And he got involved with the group, and they started looking at all these different root causes of it, whether you're a veteran, whether you're in the business, and all that. And so Eric Hipple and his group joined me yesterday here on Radio Row to talk about the dangers of depression. I want to play that for you because I really think it was an important conversation. I really think it was a really good talk that I had yesterday. Here's Eric Hipple on ESPN Central Texas. Super Bowl Radio Row again here, ESPN Central Texas. After the Impact is what we're going to talk about right now with Eric Hipple, former Lions quarterback, also Navy SEAL Brandon Minnith, and former president of Dow Chemical Matt Davis. And Eric, after the Impact, what you guys are doing with depression and suicide, I know this is an issue that has affected you personally greatly. What got you started in this, and what is after the Impact, especially with veterans and everything that they go through, what has that brought into this as well?
Well, the first thing, how I got involved in this was my own transitional issues that I went through, and depression that followed. And then, the suicide loss, which then brought me really into mental health. So I really got involved in that side. But what I started seeing was that a lot of our players, when they leave the game, were having mental health issues. And so after the Impact was built, the foundation was put together to help support, fund, connect, refer players, but also veterans. Because one of the things I found was going through these transitional issues and stuff, and when I learned about mental health, I saw our veterans going through as well when they leave and they take the uniform off. And then that But that was a motivating point to put that together. But the one other caveat that really became important, and Matt Davis joined us on our board as being the former president for Dow Chemical, was that businesses, the same thing, he went through some of the same issues. And so what we realized, we're all human beings, right? And these transitional issues, maybe kind of because of where you're at, you know, what I'm at, where he's at, but really it's a humanistic thing. And so putting it all together.
Yeah, Matt, for you, this is the first time I've really heard people on this. We've had people talk about this issue on Radio Row for a long time. My father was a veteran and worked with veterans after he retired, because he found out that, like, he was going through a lot of PTSD things that they were going through. And, you know, it took him a long time to get that. But people talking about leaving the business world and dealing with it, that's not something that you hear often. Usually, I'm retired, I'm out. That's great. But when you don't have something to do every day, it can really hit you hard, can't it?
Well, Paul, you just hit the nail on the head. When I was with the same company for 30 years, right out of college into Dow, enjoyed my career there. At the time my career ended, I didn't really know what my new purpose was going to be. What was my meaning? And I met two heroes. I met Eric Hipple, who I watched play for the Detroit Lions for 10 years. Love that team. That's my team. And then Brandon, who is a former Navy SEAL. To me, they were heroes. But I sat down with them at a meal in Detroit, found out we have a lot of things in common. We all wore uniforms. I wore a suit and tie. They wore other uniforms. We had teams. We have rituals. We had playbooks. But when that ends, you need to figure out what to do with yourself. And we deal with mental wellness issues in companies. We just don't talk about them enough.
Brandon, and for veterans, this is really kind of an interesting thing, because what you do is a calling, and then it's over. It's done for a myriad of different reasons. And then you have to deal with not only that calling being over, but what you experienced, which is not what most people experience during their jobs, which is quite often traumatic just to look at.
Absolutely. When you separate from service, whether you retired, did 20 plus years, or your enlistment was up, but once you separate from service, your world changes. What's your purpose? You know, there's not a military base in every town. Maybe you served on a different part of the country or around the world. And what geographical area do you want to live in? What do you want to do? How do you retool yourself and adjust to civilian life? It's much, much different set of rules working for corporate America than being in the military. And if you're midlife or you're 40s or older, whatever age, it's a big adjustment.
Eric, what did you find was for you the thing that brought you, that helped you find a purpose after football was done, which is something you do, it's every day you're thinking about football. Even when you're not playing, you're getting ready to play. And then all of a sudden you can't anymore.
And that's a tough one, because when it's over with, you know, I didn't even want to watch football. I didn't want to be associated with it, because it's painful the way that I left. And it's being cut, you're no longer wanted, you know, and you can't go in and talk to your friends. Support systems are all gone. And so really, when I struggled through all that, the thing that really found me, or actually turned me around, of course, was just, you know, there's got to be something different, because what I'm doing right now is miserable and terrible. I was in the grief of losing my son, and so I want answers, and that's really what drove me. That became my purpose. I want answers to this, and once I started finding answers, then I want to be able to tell other people about it. Because when I felt alone, I know that they feel alone, and they're not. And so let's just convey that message. Let's get it out there, and then start building programs around that, so people can not only identify it, but also can do something about it, and so it can get help. And so whether it's, you know, through addiction problems, or it's through mental health problems, or it's through some of the hidden wounds, you know, there, whether it be, you know, brain injury through blast wave or through concussion or through, you know, post-traumatic stress.
Matt, what kind of things attracted you to After the Impact and what they do?
I think one of it was wanting to give back to the two communities. You know, I've always loved athletics and then the military. But then again, Paul, I would say that it was my own journey as well. I've dealt with depression. I've dealt with anxiety. There's been addiction issues in my family. And so that's what attracted me to it. But now I can see we can help each other. The problem is we don't talk about it enough. Brandon will tell you that we lose about 22 to 24 military vets every day to suicide. We don't know how many we lose in the business community because we don't talk about it. That's what we want to do in this group. If you go to the aftertheimpact.org, you'll see what we're trying to do, trying to start this conversation, be louder, and help people through these challenges.
Brandon, we have Fort Hood in our area, in our listening area, one of the largest military installations in the world. And did you find that when you got out that, like, even though there's a lot of people going through all this stuff, it's not something that you talk about?
Maybe it's being talked about more. Mm-hmm. But when I was in, we didn't really talk about it too much. You sucked it up, and you didn't want to show any weakness. So, I think now maybe it is being talked about more often, and I think that's a good thing.
So were you ever told, suck it up, buttercup?
I was. It was just expected, right?
Yeah. Navy SEALs aren't famous for their warmth, I guess.
But, not so much.
Yeah, but Eric, let's talk a little football real quick here. Here you are in Miami at this game. Have you gotten now that you were back into this? Have you re-embraced the game a little bit?
Oh, yeah. In fact, one thing I learned was, in fact, I promote that to other players that go through the transition. Hey, man, your identity is not tied to that game. It's what you did, and you did it really well. Your identity is who you are, but you did it really well, and so that should be honored. So put your jersey up on the wall. You know what I mean? Put your trophies out there. You know, go out and tell people, yeah, I played that game, and I played it really, really well, and honor that piece of it. Doesn't mean that's who you are. It's what you did, and that's really a big change. So I've embraced it. I love being down here. It is. The game still gets me psyched up and thrilled up. You know, hear the national anthem, also the goosebumps, you know, raise up. It's just, and down here, especially around the Super Bowl, it's just so amped. You know, it's a great place to be around. I mean, you can just feel the energy.
All right. You're a Detroit Lion. I have my own curiosities. I have to know. What will it mean, though, to that city to get that team in this game?
That would be the celebration about a year long. They are so pent up. And, in fact, it's so weird. You know, you talk about season ticket sales, right? And so we do this little thing where we bring the season ticket holders in before the season starts, and we, you know, get a chance to interact with them. And I started asking people, because, oh, I was a season ticket holder for 20 years, you know. And so I started asking, why? So here's the response, which I thought was so great. Well, because the year that we don't buy them, and they go to the Super Bowl, I'm going to be so pissed off. So he was like, so what a great way to sell season tickets. This may be the year we go. That's what their dedication is, man. They want it so bad.
Yeah. I'm going to start doing that when we sell advertising. Well, I'm just going to say, listen, this could be the year that something big happens and you're not a part of it and you're going to kick yourself. That's it. All right. Well, look, he's the CEO of Dow Chemical. He would know. All right. Again, afterTheImpact.org. Thank you to Matt Davis, to Eric Hipple, to Brandon Minnith for being with us here. Go to the website, especially if you're dealing with any decision, whether you're a former football player, a veteran, or even a CEO. Everybody deals with the same things. Great stuff. Thank you so much. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Baylor Big 12 basketball all season long with Pat and John on ESPN Central Texas.
The Bears back in action Wednesday on the road in Ames against Iowa State. 7:30 for the countdown to tip-off. 8 p.m. tip-off Wednesday for the Bears and the Cyclones.
Follow the Bears all season long here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer, Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. January is a new year for new deals on 2020 Silverados. Great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
At Community Bank and Trust, the term mobile community refers to all of our banking platforms. Online banking, mobile apps, mobile browser banking, even voice banking. No matter what device you're on, you'll be able to complete any banking function. We've taken customer account access and convenience to the next level with Community Bank and Trust. Enjoy state-of-the-art banking anywhere, anytime, on any device. Member FDIC.
I'm Mr. Hunter, and I'm inviting you to join me at the 2020 Waco Family and Faith International Film Festival, February 6th through the 8th at the Waco Hippodrome Theater. This family-friendly and fun-filled event is for everyone. You can see Hollywood movies like Disney's The Lion King and Amazing Grace, as well as see films by over 60 new and upcoming filmmakers from around the world. And you can walk the red carpet, too. This fun celebration will also extend into the community with its film and faith soul sessions and parties at Z's at the Carrot. Film Festival sponsored by founding partner TFNB Bank. Gold Star sponsors Creative Waco and Z's at the Curry. Award sponsor Magnolia Foundation and community sponsors Cameron Park Zoo, Pruitt Symposium, Delta Alpha Omega Chapter, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, and True Jamaica Restaurant. For your tickets, go to WacoHippodromeTheater.com, and for more festival information, call 254-400-8181. I will see you there.
If you want the best wings and pizza in Central Texas with an energetic atmosphere, look no further than Wings Pizza and Things in Temple, a smoke-free family environment committed to serving fresh, made-to-order food. There are dozens of large-screen, high-definition TVs to watch everything in sports, including, of course, the NFL and college football. Wings Pizza and Things serves only top-quality, large wings with 16 flavors, including their new Rim Reaper. All sandwiches come with fries, tots, or side salad, and delicious New York-style pizza. Wings Pizza and Things, celebrating 13 years strong in the Temple Town Center on the Southwest Dodge and Loop in Temple.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update from Super Bowl Radio Row in Miami, Florida. City Tire and Battery specializes in alignments, brakes, tune-up, suspension work, and oil changes. Check them out at 1502 South Valley Mills Drive in Waco. Tonight, the number 2-ranked Baylor Lady Bears are back in their home court as they continue Big 12 play, welcoming in the 12-6 Iowa State Cyclones. Baylor will be aiming for their 48th straight regular season win over Big 12 opponents, their 51st straight win at the Farrell Center, and a 7-0 start to Big 12 play. We'll have pregame coverage beginning at 7, tip-off 7:30, right here on ESPN Central Texas. The Texans have announced head coach Bill O'Brien will now also add general manager to his title officially. The Texans also promoted Jack Easterby to executive vice president of football operations. Tonight, the NBA Mavs play host to the Suns. That tips at 7:30. And you can catch all our coverage from the Super Bowl in Miami on SyntexSportsFan.com and via the Syntex Sports Fan app for Apple users.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Welcome back to You Make the Call here on ESPN Central Texas. For all of our Super Bowl coverage, just go to SyntexSportsFan.com or iOS users on the Syntex Sports Fan app. I think we might have a solution to get us on Google. I think that's coming. Probably next week after the Super Bowl I can get that done. I think. We'll see. I'm hoping.
I trust you, Paul.
Google's difficult. I'm going to tell you. They're difficult. They're very difficult. I would like our Google users to be able to use the iPhone, the app, and they're not yet. So
that's why it's Team iPhone all the time, man.
Yeah.
I don't disagree.
Yeah. So, but yeah. So, PQ, that would be nice. People ask you about that a lot, I know.
All the time. All the time. When is the app going to be ready for them? And, yeah, it never happens, or it hasn't happened. So after the Super Bowl, that's what we're counting on?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what
you heard it here first.
So I've got two different plans. I hope Plan A works, but Plan B is equally effective.
Well, that's what they say.
So we'll see that. We'll see what happens, Q.
All right. I'm counting on that.
So Q tonight, media party. Right?
Yeah, no, I think I need to go to the room. I think I need to leave now, go to the room and change and get my appropriate attire on for tonight.
Why?
Because I want to change and look good.
I mean, you look fine, Q.
I mean, I know. I look fine all the time, but you look good, you feel good, you play good, and I want to play good tonight.
Okay.
I've been the first to bed the last two nights.
Yes.
I'm not going to be the first to bed tonight.
Good for you. That's great. That means it'll be me, because it's never Craig.
No.
Craig's a night owl.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he just stays up late, and you know, just not like he's not going out staying up late. He's just a guy who goes to bed late.
Yeah.
So
when I wake up to start doing stuff the next day, that's when Craig is laying it on down.
Yeah.
It's different.
So yeah, that's Craig's a night owl, but I'm in the middle of the road. I can go to bed early and go to bed late. You've seen me do both.
Yep.
I'm fine with either.
I had to stay up late last night just to eat some pizza.
I roll the punches. You looked tired when you got home.
I was tired. I was exhausted, but I was hungry.
Yeah. So I'm the party's supposed to be on a cruise ship, right?
That's what they say, Terminal J.
I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, me too.
That it's just going to be in the terminal.
Right. I am
not
too.
On the ship.
Yeah, I agree.
Because of the amount of effort they put into this building.
Yeah.
Which is...
No, I agree. It might just be in the parking lot.
Yeah.
That's for all we know.
Just with a couple of folding tables and chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Like one guy with a turntable.
Yeah, exactly. One turntable.
Yeah, just one turntable.
Some popcorn and some cheese whiz.
Yeah, that's kind of their effort over here. I think they, and there's one lady that talks to everyone. She's just the person who puts the food out, but she's also the one who has to eat.
She's kind of mean though, isn't she?
Yeah, well, she's got to ingest all these complaints and has no power.
Right.
That will make you mean.
Okay.
Take it from someone who's had to do that before.
Yeah.
To you take in all these complaints and you have no power to do anything about it and say, listen, I understand.
Right.
I get you. But you do know that I have no authority in this.
That's fair.
I can make a suggestion that people seem to like water. We didn't know that here at the Miami Beach Convention Center.
That's just really wild to me, man. It's unbelievable.
They're out of bottled water.
Since Monday morning.
Actually, I think it was Sunday afternoon when we were here.
It might have been.
We drank all the water that they allotted before it even started.
Yeah, no, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I know that Foss, who thought he saw Coach Dave Aranda last night at the media day, it's another story. He brought us two bottles of water early when he got in on Monday. He brought us two bottles of water once they finally had some, and that was the last bottle of water I seen from them.
Yeah.
That was it. Now I'm bringing the stuff we have at our room.
Yep.
Thank God we have that.
Exactly. We thought ahead.
And your Circus LA dude drank one of your bottles earlier.
He took it. That's fine. He needs a lot of water. He's a gymnast.
He was pretty ripped.
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty ripped.
He invented a thing that he just
twirls around in.
It's, you know, I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you do that.
It's not in our DNA, brother.
All right. When we come back, I thought this was pretty interesting. Q, you may want to listen to this interview. This is two breweries, one from Kansas City, Boulevard Brewing, and you know how I feel about that one.
Okay.
You know, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
It's absolutely great. I love Boulevard. And 21st Amendment Brewery
have
made a bet to benefit charities. We're going to have a representative, Natalie Gershon from Boulevard Brewing, is going to join us to talk about one of these Super Bowl bets. And the cause for Boulevard is the Veterans Community Project. So I want to talk about that. Plus, I just want to talk about Boulevard. That's all I want to do, which is one of my favorite places to go in Kansas City. We'll do that when we come back. This is ESPN Central Texas.
It's the Start Something New sales event going on now at Cameron Autoplex in Cameron, Texas. Start the new year out with a bang with 20% off MSRP on a Ram 1500 Lone Star Crew Cab. And when it comes to heavy-duty pickups, nobody has a better selection than Cameron Autoplex. Like $8,000 off MSRP on a Ram 2500 Bighorn Mega Cab 4x4. Start something new this year in a new Ram pickup from Cameron Autoplex. So make that short drive and save a lot, because it's always cheaper in Cameron.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Winter is here, and many of you realizing it's time to replace those old drafty windows. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Universal's exclusive Unishield windows are spaced using aerospace technology called Super Spacer and have a life expectancy five times that of other systems. And they offer 0% financing for 60 months. That's 0% financing for 60 months. Contact Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas for a free in-home estimate. UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com at UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. 254-301-7760 and be sure to check out their great Google reviews.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
Genco Federal Credit Union is your first step toward an affordable home loan. Whether you're purchasing a new home or just refinancing your current loan, applying online is really easy. Go to GencoFCU.org. Shopping for a new home? Love it, buy it, and enjoy it. Already own your home? Update it and enjoy it even more. Let Genco Federal Credit Union be your home mortgage lender. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
My money, my future, my credit union, Genco.
I hate my job,
but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I dread each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa draft, son, they're the best in town. Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true. Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
Next in line.
Did you know that one out of every four men have symptomatic low levels of testosterone and don't even know it? And if you think you're too young to worry about it, guess again. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy, cause weight gain, and wreak havoc on your sexual desire and performance. Petty Clinic Low T can set up same-day blood screening and results, so if you're tired of being tired, I challenge you to man up. It's a private clinic with an atmosphere catering to men. Affordable, only $150 a month, includes lab work, office consultation, testosterone injections, follow-up visits, compared to $395 a month in Dallas or Austin, and you don't have to fight the traffic. Petty Clinic Low T is board-certified physician consultations, will provide the best form of brand-strength testosterone available. Listen up. If you're looking for increased energy and strength, improvement in sexual desire and performance, elevated mood, focus, concentration, contact Petty Clinic Low T today. Just off Highway 84 and Old Hewitt Drive in Woodway, Petty Clinic Low T. PettyClinicLowT.com or Google search Low T Waco.
Myatt Fuels. You call, we haul is a high-quality fuel and lubricant distribution company based out of Clifton and West. Myatt Fuels provides our local area with a wholesale delivery of on-road diesel, off-road, farm diesel, gasoline, and non-ethanol. Myatt Fuels has been in Central Texas for several years and based their success on the company's values, integrity, and commitment to their clients with superior service and dedication. Call Nick at Myatt Fuels with all your off-road, farm, on-road, and gasoline delivery needs. Now available non-ethanol gasoline. Call 675-8107 Myatt Fields, or look them up on Facebook.
At Marksman, we know firearms. Whether you're looking for long-range shooting, tactical, or specialized gear, the only place to go is Marksman Firearms in Killeen, located at 2103 South W.S. Young Drive. Buy, sell, or trade. When it comes to guns, ammo, and accessories, nobody comes close. So head on over to Marksman Firearms in Killeen, open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. For more information, visit MarksmanFirearms.com.
KRZI Waco, K256BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas. Live from Radio Row at Super Bowl 54 in Miami, presented by Stanley Ford and McGregor. Super Bowl 54 coverage is also brought to you by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, Waco Custom Marketplace, Wings Pizza and Things, City Tire and Battery, our CBD store. Open now at 909 North Hewitt Drive. Petty Clinic Low T, Centex Rehabilitation, Amanda Cunningham Realtor, the top agent in Waco with Coldwell Banker Apex, Balcones, Southwest Sports Medicine, Bush's Chicken, Marksman Firearms, Pinnacle Fence, McAdams & Sons Roofing, Ponder Auto Fleet Services, Waco Shuttle U.
Welcome back in to You Make the Call on ESPN Central Texas. Paul Catalina, your boy Q, Craig Smoke here on Radio Row. Q and I'm not sure if Craig's going to come out to the media party or not.
I'm trying to convince him to come out, dibble and dabble, shake his tail feather a little something.
Yeah. That look was priceless.
If looks could kill, I'd be dead.
Yeah. All right, we are now joined by Natalie Gershon of Boulevard Brewing Company Brewery. Natalie, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this bet that you have with 21st Amendment Brewery. But I'm going to tell you right off the bat, when I got this press release, I was kind of hoping some of you guys would be here on Radio Row so we could talk. But I am one of the biggest fans of your beer in the world. I come to Kansas City every year for the Big 12 tournament. I love it. It's, you guys are a great brewery tour. It's a great beer. Boulevard Wheat is it's really second to none. So I'm going to tell you that. So when they said, you want somebody from the brewery on, I said, yes, Boulevard, because I love it. So I'm on your side in this thing all the way. I hope you win everything.
Thank you.
But tell me how you guys came about with this Super Bowl bet. It's been a long time. The Chiefs have been in the Super Bowl for 50 years. So you guys haven't been able to do this. How did this all come about?
Yeah, you know, I just think it's really, we love 21st Amendment. They're a great brewery out of San Francisco. We're certainly fans, and they reached out our way. They had already kind of been in our periphery in the conversation, and it just really came together so easily. They're great people to work with. Of course, we want to demolish them, but you know, I think it's been really fun.
So the bet is that they're going to donate $1,000 to the winner of the local charity of the winner's choice, and yours is the Veterans Community Project. What is the yes. Veterans Community Project, and why did you guys select this one?
Oh, it's one of our favorite organizations here in Kansas City, although there's so many to choose from. Veterans Community Project builds tiny homes for veterans, but in addition, it really provides services for everything from, you know, haircuts to job training to mental health services. They do just a ton for vets in our community and are expanding to communities across the country. So we are just super proud to be giving back in a small way. They're a great partner of ours, and we're a great natural fit for this. So now we have to win.
So, yeah, absolutely. So is there trash talk going back and forth between breweries? How are you guys doing this? How are you guys going to watch the game? Like, what's going on there?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I would say there's an ample amount of trash talk via email, but we're about to just unleash it on Twitter. So I would stay tuned tomorrow for some very polite, and we'll see how dirty it gets, trash talk. They're good people. How are we going to watch the game? That's a great question. I think in the exact superstitious way that any of us have had the opportunity to watch the last several games. So I can tell you that I have the same sweatshirt that was previously layered under an ample amount of clothing because it's been freezing at playoff games here in Kansas City, but we are all just hoping not to jinx ourselves.
So what has this meant for the city of Kansas City that the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl?
Everything. No, I mean, really, it is just, Kansas City is a city with so much pride, and Kansas Cityans, both that still live here and afar, have just been the best. I think we are a community that converts people into lovers of our city, so there's great energy here. We are all rallied around. We're all so hopeful and so proud of both the way our teams played, but just who they've been while playing this game in this season.
I've come to the Big 12 tournament 8 or 9 times in a row. And when you say you convert people to loving your city, it doesn't take long to really like it. I love this. One of my favorite trips every year is Kansas City. I love it. There's nothing other than cold. I'm not a big fan of cold because I'm from the South. But outside of that, there's nothing really not to like about it, I'll tell you. So, you know, when you throw in, you know, Boulevard on top of it and, you know, just the way the city's just fun. It's a fun city. That people really kind of, I think, maybe don't know about because it's a little quiet about Kansas City, isn't it?
It's a little, yeah, we like to say it's sneaky good. You come and you're like, you think you know what you're going to get, and then you kind of realize, wow, there's this really cool, booming little metropolis that's cost effective and affordable to live in, that has amazing food and amazing art and amazing beer and really, really nice people and great music. And it's so centrally located to everything else in the country. And you just start wondering, like, why doesn't everyone want to live here?
So what, I'm just going to ask you, I'm a Boulevard Wheat person. Do you have a beer that you've had that's the superstitious beer during the game?
I can tell you a lot of wheat actually was consumed in addition to Space Camper and Tank 7. So okay. I think I have a trifecta, a very specific order to them. Fingers crossed.
So how many people will you watch the Super Bowl at the brewery? Will people be here? What are you guys doing for the game?
We are not really hosting a big Super Bowl party at the brewery. You know, as you know, we have hundreds of and thousands of accounts in Kansas City that we will hope to pack with fans who are watching the game everywhere. So we are not really a place to come watch the game, but that's by design. We want you hanging out in all of our favorite bars and restaurants or grabbing beer from our favorite liquor stores and watching it at home with loved ones. I think we will all be at home or at bars just anxiously awaiting a victory that everyone has wanted so long now.
How much do you compare this to the run that the Royals made a few years ago? Is it the same feeling?
Yeah, I would say it's very, very similar. I certainly hope that our first appearance at the Super Bowl in a long time doesn't end with the same results as the 2014 outcome of the World Series, but we are super excited. The city, yeah, there's a great energy to it. You know, it's really fun when you see everybody wearing red. If you looked around my office today and around the brewery, everyone's wearing red every day this week. It's pretty awesome.
All right, Natalie, thanks so much for joining us. And again, it's a great bet that you guys are doing, and great. I know it's kind of local to Kansas City, and we're in Central Texas, but you know, I thought it was a cool story that you guys were doing, and kind of this cross, you know, brewery, these towns. I like these bets between, you know, towns in the Super Bowl, cities in the Super Bowl, and again, because of my allegiance to you guys, I did want to talk to somebody from Boulevard Brewery. I had to.
Well, we are so appreciative, and fans in Kansas City and from afar really appreciate your support of our brewery and our team. Go Chiefs!
Yeah. Well, Natalie Gershon, Boulevard Brewing with us. Natalie, thank you so much. And Garrett, that was great. That was fun. I wonder, I haven't seen the bet between the mayors yet. They always have a bet between mayors. I'm curious as to what that is.
Oh, it's got to be something steep, like some ribs or something on the line for the – or something. I don't know, man.
I'll tell you, if I'm the San Francisco mayor, what I want back is burnt ends and ribs.
Oh, definitely.
If you win. If I'm Kansas City, man, I'm not sure. Like, San Francisco's got some really good seafood. It's got some really good, like, sourdough bread.
The weather. You can take the weather. Food,
the weather in San Francisco. Yeah, you've been there, Garrett. You've been there. You've absolutely – you know what it's about.
Absolutely.
You know what it's all about. So, I just thought that was a little interesting slice of the Super Bowl that we could bring people, even though I was hoping they'd be here and giving out free samples, but, you know.
Couldn't get that lucky.
Yeah, couldn't get that lucky. We've got so much coming up in the coming days here at Super Bowl 54. In our next segment, we're going to hear from Daniel Wallach. He is an attorney. He works with The Athletic. He's done he does a lot of, you know, explaining on television and radio and everything of all these legal things that are going on. Sports gambling is a big issue. We're going to talk about that next. But before we go to break, I just want to tell you, Garrett, here's what we have coming up set on the schedule tomorrow to either bring you or record. Dalton Risner from the Broncos in Kansas State. Then Brian Mitchell, Mike Gesicki of the Brian Mitchell, former Redskin Eagle. Mm-hmm. Mike Gesicki of the Dolphins, Joanna Jedrzejczyk, an MMA fighter, Charles Haley, Jerry Kramer, Kamaru Usman, wait till you hear Jorge Masvidal and then hear what he had to say about them. I can't wait for Craig to do that one tomorrow after what we heard from Jorge Masvidal. We'll have Darren Revelle, Nick Hardwick, Laura Oakman, and possibly a lot more. And coming up later in the week, Jack Youngblood, Bill Romanowski, Dak Prescott, who is going to be here. So that's the first time that we've gotten to talk to Dak Prescott. That's coming up. A couple of WWE wrestlers, Lee Steinberg, Ryan Leaf, Harrison Hand, Dana White, Jason Witten, Merrill Hodge. So all those are coming up this week, scheduled to appear on You Make the Call or UNR or the Matt Mosley Show here on ESPN Central Texas, plus more to come. Next up, though, Daniel Wallach, contributor to The Athletic, legal expert. We talk about the burgeoning industry of sports gaming. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Before you buy, shop Stanley and save. At Stanley Ford & McGregor Pre-Owned Superstore, they have 500-plus units available, all coming with a 3-month, 3,000-mile guarantee. See dealer for details. A 2019 F-250 Lariat package, $53,750. Zero-down delivers. Good credit, bad credit, no credit. Huge inventory, big savings, and they deliver to you. Call them at 866-937-2578 or visit StanleyFordMcGregor.com. 866-937-2578 and StanleyFordMcGregor.com.
The Real Texas Gun Show, coming Saturday, February 1st and Sunday, February 2nd at the Harker Heights Event Center off Edwards Drive. The Real Texas Gun Show, proud to be the place where small mom-and-pop vendors share the floor with large dealers that buy, sell, and trade firearms. The variety at the show is extensive, and oftentimes if they don't have it, they don't make it. The Real Texas Gun Show. More than just guns, you'll find preppers, survivalist supplies and equipment, hunting gear, fishing gear, camping supplies, collectibles, and so much more. The Real Texas Gun Show, February 1st, 9 to 5, February 2nd, 10 to 4 at the Harker Heights Event Center.
We're fighting hard at Pickup Outfitters in our battle to end truck nudity. But it's not just about putting an outfit on a naked truck. It's about making sure you have the very best customer service. So we offer the Pickup Outfitters Lifetime Installation Guarantee. Over time, sometimes your outfit needs a little tune-up, maybe some tightening, adjusting, whatever. If you outfitted your truck at Pickup Outfitters, that tune-up is absolutely no charge for the remainder of the time you own that truck. We also offer free warranty assistance. If for any reason you need to use your warranty, you just bring it back to us and we take care of it. It just makes sense. I mean, operating without a promise like that would be like offering customer service in the nude. And if you've seen our staff, trust me, you don't want that. So do your part to end truck nudity by outfitting your truck, Jeep, SUV, or van at Pickup Outfitters. 220 Lake Erie Drive in Waco, where we promise to serve you fully clothed. Check out our website, createacommotion.com.
It's time to let Waco Custom Marketplace take care of your upcoming Super Bowl party that you're hosting, or maybe you're going to somebody else's house or enjoying the game in the privacy of your own home. You can get 2 racks of ribs of St. Louis ribs, 10 pounds of fresh chicken wings, 20 pieces of bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers for only $65. That's right, 2 racks of St. Louis ribs, 10 pounds of fresh chicken wings, 20 pieces of bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers for only $65. It's the Super Bowl 54 box for $65. At Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Erie Drive in Waco. If you like your steaks custom cut, Waco Custom Marketplace has their own butcher shop, beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, and fresh-made items every single day in their bakery. It's the Super Bowl 54 box, 2 racks of St. Louis ribs, fresh chicken wings, bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers for only $65 at 425 Lake Erie Drive in Waco. It's Waco Custom Marketplace, online at wacocustommarketplace.com.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update from Super Bowl Radio Row in Miami, Florida. Cut down on the cost of airline parking and the stress of traveling by reserving a shuttle to Love Field or Bergstrom by contacting WacoShuttleU.com. Tonight, the number 2-ranked Baylor Lady Bears are back in their home court as they continue Big 12 play, welcoming in the 12-6 Iowa State Cyclones. Baylor will be aiming for their 48th straight regular season win over Big 12 opponents, their 51st straight win at the Farrell Center, and a 7-0 start to Big 12 play. We'll have pregame coverage beginning at 7, tip-off 7:30 right here on ESPN Central Texas. The Texans have announced head coach Bill O'Brien will now also add general manager to his title officially. The Texans also promoted Jack Easterby to executive vice president of football operations. Tonight, the NBA Mavs play host to the Suns. That tips at 7:30. Catch all our coverage from the Super Bowl in Miami on SyntexSportsFan.com and via the Syntex Sports Fan app for Apple users.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Welcome back to Super Bowl Radio Row here in Miami. Daniel Wallach, the nation's foremost legal authority in the field of sports gambling and gaming law, contributes to The Athletic, ESPN, MSNBC, CNBC, Fox News, Fox Business, C-SPAN. He's a go-to guy. And actually, since you called me yesterday, Daniel, I'm going to warn you. When we have legal issues, I'm calling you now. Lads, I'm calling you.
That's that's why I'm here, Paul. You can always... you can always look to me. I don't charge by the hour for sports law commentary. It's pro bono.
That's great.
And you can bring me to the masses of Waco, Texas.
Yeah.
You can invite me and have me on anytime.
That's great. We do, because we often – and I'm pretty good at reading something and being able to assess what it means on the surface. But the second part is where not going to law school will get you confused, and then you sound like you're talking about something you don't know. But, yeah, I'm our resident legal expert, and I'm not a lawyer, so
yeah,
we need one.
And, by the way, along those lines, going to law school doesn't make one a good lawyer. I know plenty of even practicing lawyers who might have a difficult time with this stuff. But my background, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I've been an appellate lawyer and litigator for so many years, and I've looked at issues and written about issues and participated in so many different kinds of situations within the legal profession and the courts that it really gave me it really helped me make sense of some of the legal issues in sports, in gambling, and describe them to a general audience. Because you're doing that as a lawyer in your cases. So it was a transition. You're writing for an audience that doesn't necessarily know much about the topic. You're trying to educate the audience just like you're educating a judge.
Yeah, and there's a tidal wave coming with sports, gambling, and gaming being legal now. I mean, it's not – every state hasn't gotten on board yet. It'll be – I guess sometime. Like, our state is
Texas
probably...
Texas is bone dry. No tidal wave there.
Yeah, no tidal wave. But, eventually, politics will happen. And I do think what... And correct me if I'm wrong here. I think the owners of the major sports teams, when they go to other states and see how much money the other ones are making, that will probably spur it on, don't you think?
Well, I think you're right about that. In Texas, the professional sports industry, I think, has outsized influence over sports gambling in the state because you don't have casinos. You might have one tribal casino and a few racetracks. So there isn't the incumbent gambling industry like casinos and that populate states like, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Nevada. I think there's a path here for sports industry participation by having the betting taking place not only at the tribal casino and at the racetracks, but also to allow the sports facilities themselves to acquire the license or the permit to have kiosk betting and in-person window betting at their pro sports venues. I can tell you that Jerry Jones is looking on with great envy at what Ted Leonsis is doing in Washington, D.C. Ted Leonsis is going to open the first in-stadium sports book at the Capital One Arena, and he's already entered into a lucrative partnership with the William Hill Sports Betting Company. So that model will find its way into other states that have a fairly significant pro sports industry presence, particularly in the larger states where everything is so spread out that it would take a significant amount of time just to drive to a tribal casino. If you're living in Los Angeles, which is currently considering a measure to allow betting on sports at tribal casinos, if you live in LA, it's like 30 miles to the nearest tribal casino. Mm-hmm. That's not going to work. So the way it could best work in Texas would be by having mobile betting, like through DraftKings and FanDuel, coupled with the pro sports venues housing the betting facilities.
What was the legal argument that made it finally happen for New Jersey? I guess was the one who kind of popped the bubble.
Yeah, they popped the bubble after 7 unsuccessful tries. Mm-hmm. They initiated this. They didn't start the lawsuit, but they authorized a state sports betting law back in 2012. The league sued, and over the course of the next 6 years, the state of New Jersey was on the losing side of 6 consecutive federal court rulings, but it was the last one that ultimately mattered. You could lose at the lower court, but if you win at the U.S. Supreme Court, that kind of fixes everything, and you don't need to have a 500 record. And the argument that New Jersey advanced was that the congressional measure, the federal law that banned states from authorizing or licensing sports betting, could have been permissible if it just banned sports betting outright. Mm-hmm. But by targeting state governments and not providing a federal system of regulation, mm-hmm. that the U.S. Supreme Court believed that violated the state's autonomy under the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. So it was a constitutional argument, not a public policy argument, and the federal law unlawfully impeded state autonomy. And we live in a dual system of government. We have a federal framework and we have a state framework. And while federal laws override state laws, what the feds can't do is prohibit state governments from taking action. They can only enact their own scheme of regulation, and that's where that was the weakness of the federal law. And ultimately, the U.S. Supreme Court struck the Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act on the basis that it violated states' rights under the 10th Amendment.
So, does the federal government now, though, need to pass an overarching regulation so that it's not different in Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, New Mexico, or is that maybe an overreaction?
No, I think that day is coming. The downside to a state-by-state regulatory approach is that sports betting is not like poker, slot machines, or other forms of gambling that are confined within the four walls of a casino, or in the case of horse racing, within a racetrack. Betting on sports is inherently cross-border, globally, nationally. The games take place in every state, and you could bet on games in states such as, you know, Mississippi or Florida, or Mississippi or New Hampshire, and bet on sporting events that are taking place in Canada. And the ability of state lawmakers to police, or state regulators to police that activity and ferret out suspicious and unusual transactions is limited by virtue of the, you know, the sort of the silos that each of these states operate under. Yeah. I mean, just imagine we have a national stock exchange. Imagine trying to do 50 state stock exchanges.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be inefficient. It wouldn't be able to detect illegal transactions or money laundering as easily as if you flowed everything through a federal system and you had real-time monitoring. These state laws that authorize sports betting don't require the betting companies to share the information in real time with either the leagues or with state regulators. So I think a lot of stuff gets missed, or could potentially get missed, because there is no mandatory reporting or information sharing, and it's purely voluntary, and it's subjective to whatever discretion that state licensed betting operator exercises. And it's rife for vulnerabilities and missing potential match fixing controversies. So the most streamlined, the most effective system of oversight, I think, would be not a federal regulatory body, but almost an information platform where there can be some state agency that looks at all of the betting activity on a national basis, state by state, operator by operator. We don't have a system like that in place yet, but the sign of a major match, whenever there's a major controversy or a match fixing scandal or some significant event that turns the industry on its head, that will probably increase the calls for federal oversight.
What does this mean for the NCAA? Because if it's legal, and I think they're going to have the same controversy with marijuana if they don't get out in front of it as well, is states are changing their laws. There's colleges that compete in the NCAA in every state. Their athletes will be able to legally gamble. If you're 18 years old, you can walk up to a kiosk in a stadium or something and gamble. How do they have to get in front of this, and what does this mean for them?
Yeah, well, the NCAA recognizes that their athletes aren't signed to guaranteed contracts earning millions of dollars a year. They're not paid. They don't earn, compensation for their name, image, or likeness just yet. They can't market their wares. They're basically amateur athletes, don't receive any salaries or stipend other than the cost of, cost of tuition, room, and attendance, and books and so forth, which is a nominal amount. So they're on the lower side of the compensation scale. They're not compensated. Plus, their collegiate athletes are in that target range for susceptibility to problem gambling. And most of the betting scandals that have occurred and have been ferreted out in Nevada have arisen in the context of college sports. I think there was the Oregon State match fixing or point shaving controversy in the 1990s. Boston College. You're more likely to find this activity targeting amateur athletes than you would in trying to fix an NBA game where with a minimum salary is still in the seven figures. So the NCAA recognizes that their athletes and their student athletes are the most susceptible to being approached by gamblers and those looking for inside information. So the NCAA has much more to contend with here, and towards that end are lobbying Congress for a federal approach to sports betting that might better protect student athletes.
Yeah, because they're famously not out in front of things. Usually the NCAA has to they have to get shot in the arm before they realize somebody has a gun.
But
so
they're fighting so many wars.
Yeah.
Their single focus isn't on sports betting. They're being challenged in the courts on notions of amateurism, whether all these state bills are popping up in legislatures all over the country that would allow colleges to permit compensation for the use of the athlete's name, image, and likeness. The NCAA is fighting battles on so many legal fronts that I think, as a matter of like resource allocation, they're limited somewhat as compared with some of the other sports organizations.
Yeah, so they can't focus on, let's just do gambling until we get that done, and then we'll do name, image, and likeness, and then we'll deal with marijuana and all the other things that are coming down the pipe. I mean, it's all coming at once to the NCAA. And again, like I'm glad you said that, because I was wondering, how can they not be out in front? But
They are trying to be out in front. They have they have a number of high level officials that are devoted full time to the issue of sports gambling. They have lobbyists and officials working in Washington, D.C. to try to get a congressional bill introduced. They are all over the issue, but it is not the singular focus of the NCAA's legal concerns right now. But they are allocating a sufficient amount of assets towards the issue. But they got to worry about things that the NBA, NFL, NHL, and Major League Baseball don't necessarily have to worry about, which is their kids, their student-athletes, are the most susceptible to bribes and match-fixing, schemes. And, of course, they've got to contend with, the age group and, of course, the abundance of information that's available on a college campus. Mm-hmm. It's not just the athletes we have to worry about, but those who are near the athletes that might work in athletic department offices or work in the bursar or are classmates. They might be aware that a particular running back, a wide receiver, is facing, academic suspension or facing some kind of internal disciplinary issue because of his classroom performance or not showing up to class, or might be more injured than the public knows about. So these university campuses are a sort of a laboratory of inside information that could really be beneficial to those that approach those students who are in close proximity to the student athletes. So there are a boatload of considerations and concerns that the NCAA has to contend with here.
So how long do you think? And it's probably going to be 49 out of 50. I would think Utah might be the last state, I'm guessing. But how long before it's everywhere, where I can walk in here in Florida, which isn't here yet, or anywhere else?
It will be here this year. Yeah. Fantasy sports is not everywhere.
Yeah.
I think there will always be a few holdout states because of maybe the political considerations. Gambling is not necessarily a consensus builder, especially in the southern states, conservative states. Texas is chief among those states where some of the religious beliefs and personal values of voters may not line up with the interests of gambling industry stakeholders, but I believe there's a lot of interest in Texas to legalize sports betting. The college sports scene and the professional sports industry, so incredibly dominant. I mean, it's the third most populous state, and they would be, I believe, significant upside and success for Texas to legalize sports betting. But there's a legal battle going on in that no bill. The legal impediment is that there's not been any legislation introduced yet. The next session doesn't meet until 2021.
Yeah.
And most folks who are in the Texas legislature think that the only way to legalize it is through a vote of the people, by putting it on the ballot. So the earliest that Texas could have legal sports betting could potentially be 2022. I'm of the mind that the Texas legislature could just straight out authorize it by enacting a statute. But, it's politically expedient to place it, or to place the accountability on the people. So if the people want it and approve it in a voter referendum, then it gives lawmakers sufficient distance to say that they weren't responsible for it.
Daniel Wallach, and this is why he's the foremost legal authority on this. That was a lot of information in 15 minutes, and it is great, great stuff. We will certainly be calling you again. Radio Row, Daniel Wallach, here ESPN Central Texas.
This is the Baylor Sports Beat, a daily look inside Baylor athletics. Now here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Everybody's never check of Baylor athletics on today's Baylor Sports Beat. Coming up, the Lady Bears in action tonight on the floor in the Farrell Center hosting Iowa State. We'll hear from head coach Kim Mulkey, a preview of the game coming up on today's Baylor Sports Beat.
Whatever you're into, the 2020 Toyota RAV4 is the perfect vehicle to get you there. Into hiking?
Actually, I am.
How about horseback riding?
Yes.
How about competitive yodeling?
Yodeling, yes.
The RAV4 will get you there.
the versatile 2020 RAV4.
Qualified lessees can lease an adventurous new 2020 RAV4 LE for only $269 a month to 36 months, with $29.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit buyatoyota.com for details. Offers available in select states and 2320.
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. John Maddox, your Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. Call John at 254-666-9009 or visit him at 400 Sapphire in Hewitt today. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.
There's only one Motor Trend Truck of the Year. It's Ram from Alan Samuels. Ram, back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year for 2019 and 2020. Now, kick off the new year with remarkable savings on new Rams during the Alan Samuels Start Something New sales event. This special 2020 New Year's event is underway right now, and you can save thousands on new Rams. Ram, for your family, farm, or business, at Waco's most trusted dealer, Alan Samuels. Alan Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Field, your friend in the car business.
You're listening to the Baylor Sports Beat on the home of the national champion Lady Bears. Here again is John Morris.
And back on today's Baylor Sports Beat, the Baylor Lady Bears, number one in the nation in the coaches poll, number two in the AP poll this week, play again at home on the floor in the Farrell Center tonight. The Baylor women now riding a 50-game home court winning streak. It is the longest active home court winning streak in the nation. And sitting at 17-1 on the season, leading the Big 12 at 6-0 in Big 12 play. Hosting an Iowa State team that is 12-6 on the year, they are 4-3 in Big 12 conference play. Here is Baylor coach Kim Mulkey on what she sees in Iowa State.
Just their talent and their ability to score from the three gets your motor going. I mean, they've scored the most threes in the league, I think. And if you look at stats in the league, we're one, they're two in scoring margin, 1-2 in scoring. You're going to have to guard the three at all positions, not just 1-2. And all positions will shoot threes. You're going to have to get back in transition defense, and you're going to have to fan out to the three. And it's not going to stop. It doesn't matter what the score is, they're not going to change anything that they do.
Coach Kim Mulkey and the Lady Bears versus the Iowa State Cyclones comes up tonight on the floor in the Farrell Center. On the air at 7 p.m., it's a 7:30 tip-off here on ESPN Central Texas. Television tonight on FS1. And a reminder that Baylor baseball and softball season tickets are available now. The softball season begins on February 7th for Glenn Moore and the Lady Bears. The baseball season beginning on February 14th for Coach Rod and the Baseball Bears. Season tickets available by calling 710-1000 or you can go online to BaylorBears.com/tickets. And that's today's Baylor Sports Beat. More tomorrow. I'm John Morris.
A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 772-1600, UBO Business Services.
Welcome back into You Make the Call here on Radio Row, ESPN Central Texas. I've got to apologize to our neighbors here. The ticket, I heard I said that really loud earlier, and somebody was streaming the ticket. Somebody who used to work for us and is more loyal to them than they are to us. I'm not going to say his name.
Wonder who that could be.
But it rhymes with Mandrew Maker. So, yes, he heard me on the ticket. Now. So you can hear them right now, can't you?
Yeah, I can hear them right now.
See, it's fine. Turnabout's fair play.
Yeah.
Turnabout's fair. We're next to the ticket at quite a bit of things. And they're a great station. Mike Reiner, legendary guy, pretty much the founder of it, just retired. And so he's not here. It's weird not to see him here, Garrett. It is weird not to see. There's not a lot of people here yet, and that will start tomorrow. But a lot of the interest in the game also, all these other things, and like that's what today has kind of been about, and you'll hear some of that tomorrow with some of our guests about different things. But I really do hope that we can run those two UFC interviews back-to-back. I think that'd be great because we do have Jorge Masvidal told us how badly he wants to fight Usman. Really, really badly.
That's some of the most entertaining stuff is listening to those guys go back and forth as they're leading into a fight. It's hilarious.
I'll just tell you, he is not a fan of Usman.
Not at all. Not once. No respect.
No. No. They are not. They are not going to get coffee here in That's Miami. Funny. That's not going to happen. Are you a big UFC guy, Garrett?
I'm really not, man. I've probably seen maybe 5 major fights, and I've never bought one. It's because I have some friends that are obviously UFC people, so I'll go over to their houses, or I've been to a couple bars or whatever, watched them. But yeah, it's not really my thing.
Yeah, I like watching it. I'm not gonna watch. I probably won't watch a whole card.
Mm-hmm.
Of a fight, but I'll watch a couple.
I really thought this last go around, I was like, man, I might, because it was on ESPN Plus, I might get the McGregor fight and Cowboy or whatever his name was. And I talked myself out of it, and after the 40 seconds, I'm glad I did, because now you can go back and just watch it on YouTube or social media in a matter of seconds. So that's usually my intake on UFC.
Yeah. It's fine. Like I like enjoyed. I like talking to Jorge Masvidal because of the kind of athlete that he is.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy that. I enjoy that greatly. Different kind of athletes, different perspective. I have not sent you the Cirque du Soleil guy, and I've got to edit that up a little bit. I got a little giddy. I'm going to tell you, the Cirque du Soleil guy made me giddy. I'm fascinated by that. Those are fantastic athletes, Garrett.
Oh, I imagine, dude. Like fantastic. The core strength to be lifted up and everything has got to be ridiculous.
Oh, so you must have gone on YouTube during the break.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, it was interesting to see. That does it, and it looks like something you would straight up see in Vegas constantly.
Yeah, that's where I saw it. And I saw the first one I saw was in Vegas at the Bellagio.
Yeah,
and that one's in water. Like it comes up and down like this thing out of the water. It's insane.
That is crazy.
So that's Radio Row here today. That's what it's like to kind of bring you the slice of it. It's starting to clear out a lot. The media party's in a few minutes, and so I'll meet Q and Craig there. I've got a friend here, Scott, from Atlantic City. He and I are going to take an Uber over there. There's not a shuttle, which is weird. This is the first time I've experienced that. But we can complain
about
all the
little
things. No food,
no shuttle, no water.
Yeah, we can plan out. Like, and yeah, I know people probably think that this is us being – I mean, it's not being divas. It's kind of reasonable. But, you know, people hear it like, but you're still at, you know, in Miami in the Super Bowl. Yeah, I have very few complaints. Very few. Those are the ones – I think it's human nature, Garrett, to complain a little bit about things.
Absolutely.
If I won the Powerball tomorrow, that's like $400 million, right?
Yeah.
So if I won the $400 million Powerball, part of my brain would be like, man, why did I win that when it was a billion?
That or the, like, or the taxes? Like, why don't man? I'd have this much money if I didn't have these stupid taxes.
I really wouldn't care about that.
Oh, I would. Yeah, I would.
I might, but I mean, that's a one time. That's the one time big chunk of it. But after that, you know, there's so much I could and would do. I don't know if you'd want to know, like, you'd want to know me. There's some people that maybe wouldn't want to know me.
After that, like, if you had the money?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's a term for that we can't say on the radio, what kind of money that is.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I got you.
I'm not that kind of person, as you know, Garrett.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm the world's nicest curmudgeon. Right?
I would agree. You're pretty even keeled. Yeah. You're pretty straightforward. You're nice. I enjoy your time.
Nice
but, yeah.
You don't like
a lot of things.
I don't like a lot of things. Parades, fire, you know, all these things. I don't like a lot of things, you know, but I am nice about it.
Yeah, you got a good balance about it as well.
Yes, exactly. So we'll get into the meat and potatoes of the game tomorrow. Might be able to – see, here's the thing. There's other press conferences that I have with the players, and I have some tomorrow. It'd be nice to go to,
mm-hmm.
but they're at another building. And so I'm not sure I can get away and go to those. But I wanted to go to one with both sets of players and talk to them. But we'll see how that shakes out.
I'm curious, is there anybody that's lined up or maybe that you're wanting to get that you've never talked to before that you're interested or most excited about getting a hold of?
It's Dak. I've never had a one-on-one with Dak Prescott.
Are you serious?
Ever. Yeah, never. It's funny how that worked out. So his first training camp, he was the third-string quarterback, and – he was on our list to maybe get, and it just didn't. It didn't line up with the time, and we were there, and then we left. And then the last day we were there was the day that Kellen Moore broke his leg. Craig and I were 6 feet away from it. Saw his leg snap. You remember the interview I did with him this summer? He and I talked about that.
Yeah.
I watched it snap. not one of my more favorite memories. It still pales in comparison to the guy that crop dusted by me a second, an hour ago. But it was bad. It was rough to see. So then, we're leaving, and I kind of thought, well, that's kind of a bummer we didn't get Dak. But he wouldn't have known then, so Dak's real story hadn't been written yet. So yeah. At that point, he was just a rookie quarterback in training camp. And then he just had this meteoric rise, and then now he's gotten onto this rotation as being the starting quarterback like Tony Romo was, where you just don't really get that often.
Yeah,
so
y'all's really
which is understandable.
Y'all's interaction is just in the regular media press. I can see that now.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've met him. I've talked to him. It's not like he doesn't know me to look at me or anything like that. I mean, we're not buddies. I mean, he couldn't be like, I'm not like, hey, Dak, hey, Paul. But, he's seen me enough. We know we've been around, but yeah. I don't, we don't know each other or anything like that like I do with some of the other players. So, yeah, I've never, all those times going, all the stuff I've done with the Cowboys, never had a one-on-one with Dak. So that's the one, honestly, that I'm looking forward to. Smokey and I will do that one, and Craig and Q will do Jason Witten because Smokey and I have had – Smokey had Jason Witten this summer. I had Jason Witten last year. We had Jason Witten a bunch.
Right.
Lots of Jason Witten. I'm not tired of Jason Witten. I could talk to Jason Witten literally all day long. But, we can switch it up just for that time. Coming up next, Days on Earth. This is You Make the Call from Super Bowl 54 on ESPN Central Texas.
Second down and 10. Mahomes is in the gun. Three wide, gets the snap, four-man rush, moves up, he gets a block, he runs to the near side, he's on the numbers, he breaks a tackle at the 30, comes to the near side, breaks another tackle, down the sideline, 25-20, got a block at the 10, cuts inside, 5, he's in! What a run!
Super Bowl headed to Miami, and so are the 49ers and Chiefs, and ESPN Central Texas is broadcasting live all this week from 12 to 6 from NFL Media Headquarters and Radio Row Super Bowl 54. Hi, this is David Smoke. Join us all this week for daily news and notes on the 49ers and Chiefs, interviews with players and personalities at Radio Row inside the Miami Convention Center.
Shotgun snap, Niners rush 4, pocket collapsing, Rodgers in trouble, breaks away from one, he can't get away from Bosa!
Super Bowl 54 coverage presented by Stanley Ford McGregor. Before you buy, shop Stanley and save. ESPN Central Texas live from Super Bowl 54 is also brought to you by
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, Waco Custom Marketplace, Wings Pizza and Things, City Tire and Battery, Petty Clinic Low T, Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Southwest Sports Medicine, Pinnacle Fence Company, McAdams Roofing, Ponder Auto Fleet Services, Waco Shuttle U, Syntex Rehabilitation, Marksman Firearms, Balconies, Bush's Chicken.
49ers and Chiefs in Super Bowl 54 in Miami. We're live every day this week from NFL Media Headquarters in Radio Row on ESPN Central Texas.
Learn strategies for building wealth and financial success in retirement. Plan well, retire well, live well. Tune in Saturdays at 8 a.m. for the Lovett Financial Show or visit Lovett Financial for a complimentary financial review.
Visit Balcones Whiskey Distillery Tasting Room and Gift Shop, located in downtown Waco. Grab some friends and enjoy whiskey flights, refreshing cocktails, gift shopping, distillery tours, and special events. Sign up for one of their 10 weekly tours offered Tuesday through Saturday. Check their website, balconesdistilling.com/visit, for available times and book your spot today. Tours are $15 a person and include a tasting. Always distilled to appreciate. Balcones is located downtown on the corner of Franklin and 11th, open Tuesday through Sunday.
You can have the most beautiful backyard with gorgeous landscaping, perhaps a hot tub or pool and a deck, but that view can be ruined without a fence from Pinnacle Fence and Supply. Pinnacle Fence can customize what you need. Privacy fencing, chain link, ornamental iron, and even fence repairs on what you already own or temporary fencing for commercial or residential needs. Pinnacle Fence provides various lengths of warranty on gates or fencing, especially during the wonderful but sometimes odd weather in Central Texas. Let us complete your backyard haven. Pinnacle Fence, 133 North 1st Street in Hewitt, or at PinFence.com.
The Waco Hippodrome has great events coming up this season. Dueling Pianos is back on February 1st. Request your favorite songs and get ready to sing along. And join them for a Valentine's Day party with the Morticians for a night of dancing. Tickets include a spaghetti buffet. Grab tickets at WacoHippodromeTheater.com and be sure to stop by the Raleigh Diner for their delicious weekly dinner specials. Specials include a select entree and two sides with a dessert and drink for only $12.50. And don't forget to head up to the High Top Bar for a great happy hour from 4 to 7 Thursday and Friday.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Visit us online at turnerchevy.com. For the best deal on your new Chevrolet, stop by and see the all-new 2019 Silverado 1500 today.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update from Super Bowl Radio Row in Miami, Florida. Cut down on the cost of airline parking and the stress of traveling by reserving a shuttle to Love Field or Bergstrom by contacting WacoShuttleU.com. Tonight, the number 2-ranked Baylor Lady Bears are back in their home court as they continue Big 12 play, welcoming in the 12-6 Iowa State Cyclones. Baylor will be aiming for their 48th straight regular season win over Big 12 opponents, their 51st straight win at the Farrell Center, and a 7-0 start to Big 12 play. We'll have pregame coverage beginning at 7, tip-off 7:30, right here on ESPN Central Texas. The Texans have announced head coach Bill O'Brien will now also add general manager to his title officially. The Texans also promoted Jack Easterby to executive vice president of football operations. Tonight, the NBA Mavs play host to the Suns. That tips at 7:30. Catch all our coverage from the Super Bowl in Miami on SyntexSportsFan.com and via the Syntex Sports Fan app for Apple users.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Days on Earth from here at Radio Row, ESPN Central Texas. You make the call. Paul Catalina, Garrett Ross, Smokey and I back together. Band's back together tomorrow as he will make his grand entrance. What do you want? He wanted pretzels and lozenges? Is that what he wanted, Garrett?
Pretzels okay. And lozenges.
What if I got him one real, like one hard pretzel?
Just one still one that you found in the corner? He'd yeah. be probably irate. That'd be funny.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can do. On this day in 1547, 9-year-old King Edward VI succeeds Henry VIII as King of England. Can you imagine 9 and being King of England?
That was my initial thought. Like, there's no way. Like, that'd be like my daughter. You know, my daughter's 13. I couldn't even imagine her being ruling anything.
Could you, like, if you just put her in charge of the house for a month? 1 month.
Oh, no.
What would happen?
It would be
she's in charge of everything.
Yeah, it would be a disaster, dude. There's no...
Every decision she makes, you have to... Yeah.
No.
So, I mean, he's not really... Like, he was the king, but, you know, there was other people pulling the strings. In 1813, Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice is published by Thomas Edgerton in the United Kingdom, a book I had to read in college, and I hate.
I thought that was your favorite author, Paul.
Oh, no. I hate it. Book nerds like me... that are listening to this show that may be offended by that, I'm sorry, but I hate that book.
Sorry, not sorry.
I think it's dumb. I understand that the prose is very well written and artistic.
Right.
I think the plot is dumb. That's all. 1855, the first locomotive runs from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean on the Panama Railway. In 1887, work begins on the Eiffel Tower in Paris. In 1956, Elvis Presley's first appearance on national television, the Dorsey Brothers stage show. 1958, this was really tragic. Dodger catcher Roy Campanella is paralyzed in an automobile wreck. And on this day in 1960, the NFL announced the Dallas Cowboys and Minnesota Vikings franchises. And Garrett, earlier today, Troy Aikman was doing his media availability. It was very crowded, but our friend Bill Coates sent us this clip of Troy Aikman talking about the 60-year anniversary of the Cowboys.
Troy, today, Tuesday, marks the 60th anniversary of the founding of the Cowboys. Can you talk about what the Cowboys have meant to football and what they meant to you?
Well, they've meant everything to me. You know, I wouldn't be sitting here right now if it weren't for my time with the Cowboys. And little did I know, coming out of UCLA, I mean, I wanted to play in Dallas because it was so close to where I grew up in Oklahoma, and I knew of Staubach and the success of the 70s and Landry and all that went with that, but they were the worst team in football when I arrived, and there wasn't a lot of people talking about America's team back then. But then when we began to win, you know, we all benefited from those players that came before us from the 70s, and then we realized, wow, this really is special, and it's great to play in a place that football matters. Not every NFL city's afforded that. So that was that's been great. You know, I love the whole backstory about how the Cowboys came to be. You know, with Lamar Hunt, here we are with the Chiefs being in the Super Bowl, and he wanted a team there in Dallas. He couldn't get one through the NFL. He starts the Dallas Texans, and And then, lo and behold, the NFL decides, hey, we will have a team in Dallas, you know, and the Cowboys are born. And then Lamar has to take his team ultimately to Kansas City. And I'd like to know more about that as to why he's the one who left and not Dallas. But I just think it's an iconic franchise that has accomplished a great deal. And I think it's time for Dallas to get back into the big game. It's been too long.
That's Troy Aikman today at the Fox Media availability, which was just nuts. It was nuts in there, Garrett. It was nuts.
I'm not going to lie. Once I seen these days, my initial thought was that the trade between the Cowboys and Herschel Walker.
Right, that wasn't in 1960.
I know, but the teams coming together.
It's kind of ironic.
Yeah, it makes like a full circle.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Vikings came in a year later. 1986, this is oh, man. I had to watch this in school.
Were you living in Florida at the time?
No. I was in Bossier City, Louisiana. Mm. Space Shuttle Challenger explodes after liftoff from Cape Canaveral with all seven crew members killed. Man, what a tragedy. And that's 2 days after the Kobe thing. Man.
Yeah.
It's weird how those things kind of seem cyclical. Yeah. Born on this date in 1225, St. Thomas Aquinas, Italian theologian, and of course, Saint, was born in Italy. Died in 1274. Lots of schools named after St. Thomas Aquinas. He was a brilliant man.
That's what I was going to ask. That's that one where the football team's really good. It's named after them, right?
Yeah, in Fort Lauderdale, right up the road from here. Yeah, yeah, big time. 1841, Henry Morton Stanley, Welsh journalist and African explorer, was born in Wales, in Denbigh, Wales. In 1949, one of the top five NBA, if not three NBA coaches of all time, Greg Popovich of the Spurs, was born in East Chicago, Indiana, 1977. Dante Culpepper, former Vikings QB, and also former Dolphins QB. He played down here for a little bit. In 1981, Elijah Wood from The Lord of the Rings, The Good Son, lots of other stuff. Elijah Wood, pretty good actor, was born in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Died on this date in 814. I'm sorry, Charlemagne, German emperor, Roman emperor, died at 71. Was a very powerful warrior. In 1547, Henry VIII, King of England, died at 55, probably of a heart-related illness. He had gained a lot of weight in his later years. In 1596, Francis Drake, pirate, admiral, and governor of Newfoundland, died of dysentery. That's a terrible way to go.
Yeah.
Garrett, dysentery. Don't ever get dysentery. Promise me you won't.
I'll go out of my way to avoid 50. It. I promise.
Yeah. Good deal. 1918, John McCrae, Canadian poet, physicist, soldier, dies of pneumonia at 45. And in 1991, Red Grange, America's football's galloping ghost, died of Parkinson's disease at 87. That's going to do it for us from here. Lots of stuff coming up tomorrow. Man, oh man, do we have lots of stuff coming up. We have more UFC fighters for you. We have many, many other guests, including Dalton Risner, Brian Mitchell, Mike Gesicki, Charles Haley, Jerry Kramer, a couple of Hall of Famers, Nick Hardwick, Laura Oakman. Lots of stuff coming up tomorrow. Special thanks today to Daniel Wallach. Mark Schlereth was on with UNR. Angela Ruck was on with UNR. Jorge Masvidal, who you'll hear tomorrow. Kyle Turley. Natalie from Boulevard Brewing Company. And, of course, Eric Hipple. So thanks to all those people for being on the show today. We'll have more for you tomorrow from Radio Row. Signing off from Miami, Paul Catalina, ESPN Central Texas. Thanks, Garrett. Thanks to David Smoke. Thanks to everybody involved in the program. That's going to do it for us. Good night.